Wrestling live from Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats, High Fidelity, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, Tony Johnson, Matt Zai, Kersey of Senate Pierce Bonker Funeral Home, and we're about to get ready to open up our medal round of 1A action. And Joe, we got right up out of the gate at 112. Jason Crosby of Eddieville Blakesburg is going to take the mat here for the Rockets. The Rockets in team's points right now sits in seventh place. They're only a half a point out of sixth place behind Lisbon, and just find themselves really a few bonus points away from being in the top five.
This will be a huge match for the Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets here. Jason Crosby taking the mat right now. What a electric atmosphere here, folks. All three classes here in the place matches. The place is packed. Not a seat in the house to be had anywhere. But we're bringing it to you live right now on KIIC 96.7 and KIICradio.com. Place matches, Iowa High School Wrestling Championships live from Wells Fargo Arena.
We're going to have a lot to keep track of here. At 112, we have Jason Crosby. And then at 130, Nathan Van Zandy, as we open up a 1A bracket filling championships here, right here, to place the medals. Jason Crosby will take on Aaron Bartenhagen of Durant, and this will be for a third place finish. We'll also be catching up with Nathan Van Zandy. He'll be at 130. The way this is laid out, Joe, we probably got a little bit of an advantage here because we're going to have just a little bit of time before that 130 match comes out. Nathan Van Zandy will be fighting for a seventh place finish. Then at 171, we'll have Jake Crosby. He'll come out, and he'll be fighting for, I believe, a third-place finish as well. Check out a fifth-place finish as well.
Yeah, Jake Crosby, Jason's brother, gaining points for the Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets. We're going to have Shadow Leshen out here trying to get a seventh-place finish in his debut at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. A lot of great wrestling for you. And then tonight, Jason, the feature matchups. Championships, and we've got some Southern Iowa wrestlers represented there.
Can't wait.
Class 3A.
Cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, we saw the dominance by Brett Roberts of Eddieville Blakesburg, just absolutely dominating in this tournament. And then Kyler Risher. Man, that kid has won some electrifying matches, and we're going to be bringing those to you along with a few others along the way. It's a championship round. Just underway here at 112. Jason Crosby going for a third-place finish, taking on Aaron Bartenhagen of Durant.
Also want to make sure that folks in Knoxville are listening in tonight because they're on Jay Fresh. He's a 103-pounder from Knoxville. He'll be competing for the championship for Knoxville at 103. Jay Fresh at Knoxville.
Jason Crosby wearing the green right here below us on mat number four. And the Crosby tied up with the Durant wrestler, both in their yellow singlets. Durant with yellow and blue, Crosby with yellow and black. And, of course, here's a shot in there by Aaron Bartenhagen of Durant. He gets the takedown right out of the gate here, 20 seconds into the opening period.
Championship singlets here for the Eddieville Blakesburg Rocket, the solid yellow singlet with the black leg bands.
Jason Crosby has been on a comeback roar here.
Well, he's just had great match after great match to get here, and now here we are, final day of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Great deal to see Jason Crosby down there competing.
Crosby with three straight wins to find himself here in a chance to earn no worse than a fourth-place finish, but he is looking for a bronze medal. Durant's wrestler Aaron Bartenhagen on top here. 56 seconds to go, opening period.
Bartenhagen riding with the deep waist. He's got the deep waist in, tries to bar the arm. Sit out by Crosby. Crosby sits out. Taken away by Bartenhagen. Crosby sits out again, tries the switch, sit-out switch, not going to work this time. Broken down now.
And as we have found, that the Rocket wrestlers really are at their best in that third period. So if he can just keep it into the score within a point or two, the third period is typically belong to Jason Crosby.
Well, this Bartenhagen wrestler is riding hard, folks. He's got the half Nelson in on one side. He's trying to bar the arm on the other. He's out on top. He's got Jason Crosby broken down right now. Crosby now gets to his base.
He's going to get the escape.
He stands up. Barton Hagen's still in there on the leg.
Oh, I thought he was going to get that separation, get the escape. He faced the other wrestler, but no points awarded.
Crosby trying to get the wizard, but as time expires, no points. 2-0, your score now. Jason Crosby trails here going into the second period, Jason.
We will have all of your medal round action here, beginning with 1A, followed by 2A and 3A. Jay Fresh from Knoxville will be bringing his matchup. Of course, all the Albia wrestlers here in 2A. And Tanner Cowan going for a bronze medal as well when we get to 2A action. But right now, it is Jason Crosby opening up the second period. He's in the down position. He trails by a takedown, 2-0 here, 1:54 to go, second period.
Barton Hagen from Durant, a real tough rider here, folks. Counting down through 1:50 left here, second period action. 112 pounds, class 1A, third place medal match. Your own Southern Iowa, Jason Crosby, comes in here with a sterling record. He is fighting for third place. A warning there on Durant for stalling.
Yeah, he was just hanging on there, not... And I talked to Coach Winger about the matches last night, and he talked about the hands and how that those calls on the... Matt White, how, you know, it was just because of the length of the wrestler that those calls were given.
Well, that was a tough match for Matt White last night, but we're really looking forward to him having a big win, getting a fifth-place medal today. Dakota Poe for Albia going to be competing for his third-place medal. If nobody has picked up the Des Moines Register, a bunch of Albia fans in the Des Moines Register cheering on Dakota Poe in his match yesterday.
Lots of Rocket fans in the crowd tonight, and Blue Demon fans, as this place is getting packed to the rim.
If you're just joining us, we're bringing you live medal round action. Class 1A, Jason Crosby from the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. He is competing for a third-place medal at 112 pounds. Counting down through 1 minute left in the second period, Jason Crosby trails one.
To his feet. He's gotten to his feet, but then Durant, boy, he's been tough riding on top of this Barton Hagen from Durant.
Barton Hagen from Durant riding Jason Crosby. Crosby was in a down position in the second period. As we count down through 45 seconds, Crosby with stand-up.
Oh, he's going to get out here.
He faces. He stands up. There's still contact. Durant wrestler Barton Hagen in on the leg. It's like a bad single shot right now, folks. Barton Hagen is sprawled out. Crosby is grabbing his back of his leg with 27 seconds left. They call a stalemate.
Jason looked like he was just about to get out there, too.
No change in score. 2-0, Crosby trails, and I'm sure that Chad at Leffler Dirtworks, who's there for all your bulldozing, excavating, tiling needs in this break in the action, would want someone to call him at 641-226-2231 and say, root on Jason Crosby.
Crosby trails by two here, 19 seconds to go. He's started the period in the down position.
We're in the second period, 112-pound third-place medal match. Jason Crosby of the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Barton Hagen from Durant. 2-0 your score. Crosby trails. He stands up.
Get those hands separated and face the wrestler. But Barton Hagen still really, really tough on top, Joe.
Yeah, and as time expires there in the second period, very surprised to see Jason Crosby get ridden the entirety of that second period by his Durant opponent.
Well, the Rocket wrestlers have been at their best in the third and final period. And here we go. The final final period of this season for Crosby. Here's a switch out trying to be applied by the Durant wrestler.
That was just a real fast switch, and I think that maybe Jason Crosby there was expecting a stand-up. He kind of dropped back on the feet like a stand-up is what he thought the wrestler was going to do. Switch applied there. 4-0 your score now. Barton Hagen ahead. Jason Crosby with a break in the action here at the edge of the mat. He'll reset in the down position, trailing 4-0.
This is your bronze medal matchup at the 112-pound weight class, class 1A. 2A to follow after the 1A medal rounds are completed. And then, of course, the championships tonight right here.
Championship is going to be an awesome event. We've got three Southern Iowa wrestlers competing in that storied, fabled Iowa High School Wrestling Championship. And here on 96.7 KIIC and streaming live on KIICradio.com, if you're not here, it's going to be the best place to listen to it, Jason.
Absolutely. Jason Crosby trying to work the comeback here. 1:11 to go, third period, trails by four. And Barton Hagen is going to be called for stalling, I believe, and that'll be a point for Jason Crosby.
That is a point for Crosby. Your score now 4-1. Could easily bend two there at the conclusion of the second period. Crosby with the stand-up. Took him more than 5 seconds to bring him back to the mat, but no stall called there. But Crosby, one your score here now. Crosby
again, giving everything he's got. If he can get those hands separated, he's really gets the separation. Now it is a takedown contest, and we've talked about this. The Rockets at their best in the third. 53 seconds to go. A 4-2 score for the Durant wrestler out in front of Jason Crosby here. Right at the edge of the mat, Crosby takes a shot, fought off by Barton Hagen.
Jason Crosby with a great stand-up there, just controlled the hands and was able to get separation
from
Barton
in.
Hagen.
Took a shot there again, Joe, and Crosby is definitely being the aggressor here. You could almost justify another stalling call here in just a second if he doesn't quit backing up Barton Hagen.
Crosby there in on single leg at the edge of the mat, and they're off. We'll come back to the center of the mat, folks. 25 seconds remain in this contest. Third period, 4-2 your score. Jason Crosby, the Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket, trails by two at 112 pounds. This is the third place medal match. Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, Class 1A, 112 pounds. Now we go. On their feet. Shot by Crosby. Countered by Barton Hagen.
Boy, he's in there right again. Joe and I just, Crosby can keep taking those shots. Here's another one by Crosby. Right at the edge of the mat, sprawled out by Durant. And they're going to have a stalemate. Go right back to the center of the mat. And I'm glad they called the stalemate quickly, not let it drag out and eat up more time.
Only 5 seconds remain in this match, folks. Jace,
he's
Crosby.
In on an ankle pick, missed it. 3 seconds.
One more point for Jason Crosby for stalling, but as time expires, Crosby loses 4-3.
Had he had just a couple more seconds, the wrestler from Durant probably would have got the 2-point stalling call because he kept on backing up.
Well, give Baumgartner credit. He knew what the situation was. 5 seconds to go. He ran away from Jason Crosby. No shame there for Jason Crosby. Fourth place finish. He'll stand tall on the medals.
I'll tell you what, that young man has had quite the season. Congratulations, Jason Crosby. Very deserving of the medal that he'll receive today. And you know, the third period, though, Joe, it really was belonged to the Rockets. Once again, it was a 3-0 advantage in that third period for the Rockets.
Well, Jason Crosby, just a great effort there all year long. Been showing the Eddyville Blakesburg fans what he is made out of, and that is all heart here in the third period of the third place match of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Class 1A underway here. We're going to bring you 2A next and then 3A after that. What could be greater than to be sitting here in the Wells Fargo Arena, bring it to you folks live on 96.7 and KIICradio.com for our great listeners and the great sponsors that we've got helping us bring all this to you, like Senate Piersbacher Funeral Home and Monument.
We're going to go to 1:30 real quick like here, and taking the mat is Nathan Van Zanny. He's going to take on Brandon Chestnut of West Monona, and this will be for a seventh place finish. They're going to be on mat number 8, and you know, I just looking at this, Jason Crosby, 43 victories on the season. That is a career for most people.
That is a lot of wins for a great family of wrestling there in Eddyville, Blakesburg, as we see Nathan Van Zanny take the mat. He'll put on the red leg bands on mat number 7. We'll bring all this 130-pound action to you live, folks, from the well. It's Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing it to you. We've been here all week enjoying the 2011 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and we're just underway at 130 pounds, Nathan Van Zanny.
And here's a headlock, and Van Zanny just slips right out of it, gets the takedown here. Van Zanny out in front, 2-0 for the Rockets. Just 13 seconds into the match, and Van Zanny's out in front here of Brandon Chestnut of West Monona.
Chestnut tried the headlock there, and just a quick drop of the hips and spin behind by Van Zanny. He leads 2-0. At the edge of the mat, they are off, and we will reset with a minute and 35 seconds left in the first period. Nathan Van Zanny leads Chestnut 2-0. He covers, and off the whistle, first move. Really, first move there is Van Zanny breaks him down.
Yeah, exactly. It was a flat to the mat. 2-0 here, Van Zanny out in front. Van Zanny working for his 43rd win of the season. Van Zanny's got him back on his back. He's getting back points earned right here. Now he's going for the pin. Nathan Van Zanny looking for the pin. He's got plenty of time. He can work that back over.
Chestnut tried to sit out there, and Nathan Van Zanny just chinned him back, folks. Not a combination that you're probably going to get a pin on, but what a great job holding him there long enough to get the 3-point near fall. 5-0 your score. Nathan Van Zanny scoring points for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. And Jason, I saw something with that move there. Nathan Van Zanny is a much stronger wrestler.
Oh, absolutely.
He just chinned him back. The kid had a slow sit out there on the bottom, and Nathan Van Zanny just chinned him back, caught the arm, and was able to get the 3-point near fall. stopping the action for stalemate here. 45 seconds remain, first period, 130 pounds. Nathan Van Zanny, he leads 5-0 with that three-point near fall sit out by Chestnut. Locking hands is being called on Nathan Van Zanny. I don't know about that, but there's 5-1 your score now. 5-1, we'll stop the action and reset at the center of the mat.
The action we saw there early, the way that the strength of Van Zanny, his quickness, boy, you got to be thinking about getting your phone ready, because I think Bogey Steakhouse Steaks and some Accent Floral Flowers are on the way for somebody if Van Zanny keeps wrestling like this.
Well, this wrestler, Chestnut, he is a pinner. You can see that. He's going for Nathan Van Zanny's head. He's very, very high and wild, both from his attempt to get out and his attempt at a takedown. So he is a pinner, and Nathan Van Zanny, a sharp, shrewd wrestler, needs to make sure that he keeps his hips low, doesn't engage him in wild situations, and is able to take care of this match in workmanlike fashion. Wouldn't be surprised to see Nathan Van Zanny get the pin here.
Nope, that's what I'm banking on here. So, folks, if Van Zanny or any wrestler here representing the Rockets, the Big Red, or the Blue Demons get a pin today in any of our contests.
Second period beginning here. First period ends. Looks like we might have a they're just having a discussion down there. Nobody's got any blood on them. Van Zanny will defer his decision to Brandon Chestnut of West Monona, Ottawa. A pair of seniors here coming into this tournament with only 8 losses between both of them. 5-1 your score.
Van Zanny slapping at the head, looking for a shot. Here's a shot in there.
They start this period in neutral position. Van Zanny on top, 5-1. 5-1 your score as we count down through a minute and 45 seconds here in this 130-pound metal contest. It's Nathan Van Zanny.
Well, here's a run here by Van Zanny.
Just a quick double leg there. Van Zanny now up 7-1.
Well, it told me a lot when he elected, Chestnut elected to start in the neutral position. It told me a lot that he was probably worried about getting pinned in the down position.
Well, Nathan Van Zanny did a great job of riding Chestnut the whole first period after that takedown. He leads now 7-1 with a minute 15 left in the second period. He's working on the side. He's got the arm barred. He's got the arm barred, puts a deep waist in, moves up, going to try the half Nelson. He's teed out. He's got his opponent, Chestnut, from West Monona, Ottawa, broken down. And we have a stop in the action.
You know, Joe, I think that we're looking at Nathan Van Zanny and the match we're going to do a little bit later with Shadow Leshin, two of the absolute best wrestlers vying for a seventh-place finish. There's no doubt about it. Nathan Van Zanny, with the quality wrestler he is, he could easily be wrestling for a championship.
No question about that. Nathan Van Zanny, the senior from Eddyville Blakesburg there with a great season. He has a little bit of a bloody lip that they're attending to right now. They're cleaning up his opponent, Brandon Chestnut, and taking care of the blood on Nathan Van Zanny. Nathan Van Zanny with 1 minute to go here in the second period has a 7-1 comfortable lead.
I want to give a shout out to our great sponsors, some of our great sponsors. How about Dan and Pat Johnson, Sheriff Dan Johnson and Pat Johnson sponsoring today's wrestling coverage, and also Bogey Steakhouse. Chris Wirtz's Construction. All of us at Wirtz's Construction would like to congratulate the Albion Athletic wrestlers on their achievements this season. Call Wirtz's Construction for all your concrete and construction needs.
South side of the square, you've got Brian Fitzpatrick. He's a licensed financial planner for Edward Jones for all of your financial planning needs. Get a hold of Brian or Annie Tharp at Edward Jones on the south side of the Albion Square.
Second period here, 7-1. Van Zanny out in front. He's on top after the injury timeout, blood timeout, and he continues to be riding strong.
We're going to have a stall warning on Van Zanny as he's riding there.
Boy, he looked like he was working his way up, and there wasn't much movement on the bottom.
Well, I think that official just got tired of watching nothing happen, Jason.
Yeah, I think Van Zanny's been so strong on top. The chestnut really doesn't appear to be moving any.
That's all we've seen this whole entire match, folks, is Nathan Van Zanny after a takedown riding his opponent from West Monona, Ottawa. It's a 26 seconds to go in the second period. 7-1 your lead for Nathan Van Zanny. He's been warned for stalling once, but he's out front right now really working hard, folks. He's got the arm barred. He's trying to put the half Nelson in on the other side. And now we see stalling on his opponent.
That's the right call for the first call.
I think that official just likes to see good wrestling, and what he's getting out of this chestnut kid from West Monona is not good wrestling.
1 second, go second period. We're going to go to the third and final period, and we know what that means. That means the Rockets will be at their best. And I'm looking for a pin here out of Van Zanty in this third period.
Well, he's going to start this period on the bottom. I'm sure that his opponent from West Monona, and we saw the way that he wrestled. He's an aggressive wrestler. He's a pinner. He's out on the head a lot, trying to make something happen in a pin, and that's what he's going to do here as we get underway in the third period. 7-1 your lead for Nathan Van Zanty. It's a metal match at 130 pounds, class 1A.
He cuts Van Zanty. Van Zanty back on his feet. Chestnut and green, and Van Zanty is championship gear.
7-point advantage for Nathan Van Zanty. 8-1 your score. Counting down through a minute and a half left in this 130-pound metal match.
Van Zanty trying to bring him down to the mat. Does so. I imagine he'll...
We're bringing you live wrestling action, the 2011 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, Class 1A Medal Round. It's Nathan Van Zanty of the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets taking on Brandon Chestnut of West Monona, Ottawa, a pair of sterling seniors with excellent records and an 8-1 advantage right now. Third period action, 1 minute remaining in this match. Nathan Van Zanty on top.
Van Zanty, the 7-point lead here. Here's a shuck attempt by Chestnut, and Van Zanty fought that off and gets the takedown now out in front 10-0 or 10-1.
Well, like we alluded to earlier, this West Monona kid is a pinner. He tried a headlock there, and Nathan Van Zanty alertly just dropped his hips down, got down low, slipped right out of it. Easy takedown for Nathan Van Zanty. He leads now 10-1, 55 seconds left in this contest, and we've seen this the entirety of this match. Nathan Van Zanty riding out his opponent.
You know, I think those throws and those shucks by Chestnut would work against wrestlers with less strength and less knowledge as Van Zanty. He's both smart and strong, and they have not worked here as Van Zanty's had an answer and then his own aggression.
Well, Chestnut has won 46 matches this year to get to this point, and that is a significant accomplishment.
Yes,
don't take anything away from Brandon Chestnut. There are going to be no bad wrestlers that we talk about here today, folks. This is the medal round. This is the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop. ESPN says this is a must-see event for the sporting fan in America. It's the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and we're bringing it to you live on 96.7 KIIC, and Nathan Van Zanty, a 10-2 lead here in his 130-pound medal match.
I think they just awarded Chestnut another point for stalling on Van Zanty, and I know that brought the ire of some of the Rocket coaching staff, or at least a questioning of why.
Yeah, that was a stalling call there on Nathan Van Zanty. 10-2 your score. 14 seconds to go. It's not going to matter, folks. 8-point lead. I'm sure that the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets want to maintain this 8-point difference for the extra point in the team points.
Absolutely.
And move them up that ladder. But an attempt there, grabbing the head by Chestnut. It's going to be too little too late. Give the major decision to Nathan Van Zanty. Your Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets are happy. He goes on to win 10-2 at 130 pounds.
Great job, Nathan Van Zanty, and that extra bonus point there will go a long way. Rockets coming into today, we're sitting just a half a point behind Lisbon in sixth place and find themselves 3 points out of fifth place. So this is going to be a tight race as they try to bring home some hardware for the team. We're going to move to 171 next with Jake Crosby. Going to come out and take the mat here in just a few minutes. I'll tell you, Joe, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back here to Wells Fargo Arena. We'll go back and catch up from some words from our sponsors when we return back here. Jake Crosby on deck. You're listening to Metal Rounds live from Wells Fargo Arena. High above the mats, high fidelity. Don't go anywhere. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers will be right back. Here we are back at Wells Fargo Arena, and we just witnessed the senior Nathan Van Zanty in his last match as a Rocket, getting the win out here and getting the major decision to help his team out. And we're going to go down Matt's side to our Matt's side reporter, Tony Johnson's caught up with Nathan Van Zanty, courtesy of Senate Piersbacher Funeral Home and Monument. Nathan, welcome aboard. First of all, congratulations on a tremendous career, capped off by an outstanding 6 minutes of wrestling, and you, your seventh place finish here. You deserve all the accolades. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you.
When that match, you know, you really were getting some shots. He was really wanting to throw you and chuck you. You fought those off and turned his aggression into points.
Yeah.
Well, you're still out of breath there, Nathan Van Zanty. Your Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket fans have been rooting you on this whole entire tournament. And it looked to me like in that last match, you just had more gas than your opponent there, Chestnut, from you just had more gas in you.
Yeah, and I knew it was my last match ever, so I wanted to come out with a win and leave absolutely everything on the mat because I didn't want to regret it 10 years from now.
Well, there's no doubt that everything was left out there, Nathan. When you reflect on this career of yours at Eddyville Blakesburg, you've been a part of some amazing tournament runs and tournament finishes, and you just helped your team get some bonus points to elevate your team up to possibly get another trophy to send back home.
Yeah.
Hey, Nathan, great job there. It looked to me like the only excitement in that match was in the third period when your opponent, Chestnut, tried to hit that headlock and you alertly dropped down. Did you see that coming or did you just feel it?
Well, I knew he was going to do it because that was probably the only way he was going to beat me, but I really didn't know he was going to do it right then. But, yeah, it was just reaction pretty much, just the drop down right away so I didn't get thrown to my back.
Well, you did a great job getting that huge win for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Nathan Van Zanty, everybody is proud of you and this significant accomplishment. Just getting here is a big deal, but stand high on the place stand, that's even better.
Yeah, and thank you, everybody, for supporting me.
Nathan Van Zanty, the outstanding senior. Nathan, we'll visit with you a little bit later as we clear out the day and let you get your breath back and go and enjoy your moment. I know you want to give some hugs to your coaches and to your teammates. Congratulations on a great season and a great career.
Thank you.
All right, Joe, that was outstanding. You know, he's such a... such a good kid. We talked to him the first day, and we talked about him being smart and intelligent and how they put the class first. And he said there's a reason why they call it student-athlete, not an athlete-student, and because he's got things figured out.
Well, Coach Connell's got a great program going there in Eddyville, Blakesburg. He's got a great staff of assistants there, and that program has been built the right way, and it's going to be fun to see it continue on. You know, a lot of folks thought this was going to be a down year for Eddyville, Blakesburg after Dimitri Boyer and the championships that they've had in the past. Not at all. The Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets are here with some quality kids getting it done for Eddyville Blakesburg. Definitely a top 10 finish for Eddyville this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. The torch just keeps being handed down, and because the bars keep getting set higher, the kids below them now have bigger hurdles to jump, and that those standards become the way you just do things. Down with us still is Coach Johnson. Coach Johnson, you still there with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to – I know that you've personally worked with Nathan Van Zanty, and I know that I saw the hugs that you two were putting on when he come off the mat. That had to be a great feeling for you. Knowing what this young man has went through to work so hard to get here.
Oh, you know it. Like we said, it's a roller coaster, and right now we just went down a big hill and just got that big rush. So we're up and down, and it's not what I wanted for him and not really what he wanted for him. You know, obviously not what he wanted for himself, but it's just good to see him win, It is an awesome feeling.
Well, you're Coach, standing down there. I'm sorry about that, Joe. I didn't mean to.
I was going
to
ask Coach Johnson. Our next match is going to be Jake Crosby. He's going up against Pearson from Marmac. What do you know about Pearson there? He's a junior with a whole bunch of wins this year.
Well, the other coach has been watching the bigger guys more than me. I can't really tell you what he's got, but my philosophy is you got to know what you got, and they've got to match what you got, and it doesn't matter who you're wrestling. As long as you wrestle your best match, it doesn't matter who it's up against, and that's what we're planning on doing is wrestling our best match and going out on top.
Well, you're down there right as they come out of the tunnel, Coach. What's the demeanor of Jake Crosby as he gets ready to leave that tunnel?
Oh, he's just – you can see he's focused. I stretched him out a little bit there, and he's ready. He's, you know, he's an animal, and nobody stops him, and he's focused and ready to go.
Well, he's going to be coming up here just shortly. He's on deck at 171.
It's live wrestling action, folks, from the 2011 Class 1A place matches. All these wrestlers that we announced to you are medalists. We're just deciding who's getting the higher medal. And it's the 2011 version brought to you on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. If you're in the area, stop into Wells Fargo Arena. That's the venue for this year's edition of the 2011 Wrestling Championships.
You know, Joe, for seniors like Nathan Van Zanty, when they come out here, it's not just the stress of trying to earn a medal that you're going through as a senior. It's knowing it's your last match. Well, as a senior, that's the realization you're going through, and you don't want to have any regrets. And you live and you sweat about not regretting those moments. And yet, no matter if they win or lose, they don't come out of here anything but a winner.
Well, it takes time to gain perspective. Barry Hannum and Melrose says it takes 10 years to get 10 years experience. And these wrestlers that have competed here all week will understand fully the significance of the accomplishment to get here, the significance of the wins that they gained and got medals, and how important that is later on in their life, because they do not have the perspective of time on their 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old shoulders. They don't have that yet. But you and I got a couple of years on us, and we do.
And for those freshmen that have come into this environment, we're going to go down to Tony Johnson here in just a second as Crosby's getting ready to come out. It looks like he's going to be coming up right on mat number three, I believe, and he'll be ready to go here in just a second. We'll check in with Coach Johnson between periods. Our Sinis Piercebacher, mat side reporter, Tony Johnson down there along the mats, and we'll be checking in with him. But these freshmen that come up here, Joe, the experience they gain in a week's time, whether you are on the mat wrestling or if you're just standing there next to your teammates, it doesn't do anything but help make you better, knowing this is this type of environment weighing on the mind, the body, and the experience.
No question about that. And Tony Johnson, I've got my binoculars right on Jake Crosby right now. I'm bringing into within about 15 feet of my binoculars. And my, he looks determined, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
He's got the look in his eyes, folks. Jake Crosby going to take the mat right now.
He slapped his head a couple of times, and he meets at the center of the mat, Jake Crosby, Jacob Pearson going at it.
Crosby and Pearson, Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Marmac. Underway here, 171-pound medal match. It's Jake Crosby, Eddyville, Blakesburg Rocket, in on the shot, countered by Pearson. Back to their feet at the center of the mat, counting down through a minute and 35 seconds to go, folks.
1:34 to go, just underway here, first period. Jake Crosby for the Rockets as Nathan Van Zanty just completed his match and finishes seventh here at the state tournament on a major decision.
Jake Crosby going for fifth place here. His opponent, Pearson from Marmac. It's Jacob Pearson, Jacob Crosby, at the edge of the mat, counting down through a minute, 10 seconds in the first period of their 171-pound fifth place match, Class 1A action, Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, being brought to you live on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com.
Crosby meets up with Pearson at the center of the mat. Both trying to gain an advantage with their arms. Nothing there. A shot there, a quick shot by Pearson, just a drop down, nothing there.
Crosby doing a good job maintaining separation here as his opponent, Pearson.
Pearson's taking a drop down, but he's really not coming forward with it. Wouldn't be surprised if Crosby makes a rush on that.
Crosby tries the single leg there, not there. They're back on their feet. 35 seconds to go here, first period action, 171-pound, fifth place match, Jake Crosby, Jake Pearson.
Oh, there's a double leg in there by Crosby. He's got it up.
He's in deep. He's got the two.
Boy, he just went in. Pearson hesitated, and Crosby took advantage of that and gets the takedown here out in front, 2-0, 18 seconds to go, first period.
Really, that's a great time to score for the big boys. It's hard to keep a 171-pounder down for 45, 50 seconds, and with 20 seconds to go in this first period, Crosby with the takedown.
He's trying to hold on here to get the...
And you saw right there, with 20 seconds to go, Pearson had time to regroup, get the stand-up, and at the edge of the mat, Crosby covers him, gets him out of the bounds. We'll reset with 2 seconds to go. Quick stand-up, and time expires. Still your score 2-0.
Let's go down mat side. courtesy of Senate Pierce Mocker Funeral Homes. Tony Johnson. Tony, a pretty impressive takedown there right at the end of the period.
Yeah, you guys got it right. It's the best time to score is right there at the end of the period where they don't have a time to respond. And he had a little bit of time, and Jake just is manhandling him that way. And we were definitely the aggressor there.
Start of the second period. Pearson chooses the down position. Crosby rolls him right over.
Crosby with a T-bar in here, folks. If he can get a tilt, man, that would be huge, wouldn't it, to get a couple of back points here with the tilt, Coach Johnson?
Oh, buddy, he's got it hooked up. He turned away. Now he should be able to do the claw. We call it the claw right across, but he didn't.
He got his arm loose.
Yeah, he stopped it with his hand. Guy's defensive. He was defensive on his feet. Now he looks like he's real defensive on the bottom. But Jake's got pressure on him.
It's great to be ahead of a defensive wrestler, isn't it, Coach Johnson?
Yeah. Absolutely, they're dangerous.
We're counting down through a minute and 25 seconds left here, folks. 171-pound second period action. Jake Crosby leads his opponent, Jake Pearson of Marmac. It's a 2-0 score, 171-pound fifth place match. Crosby out on the side. He's trying to run the half Nelson, working real hard. Jake Crosby, Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets got to be proud of this kid, Jake Crosby. What a great senior season for him. He's competing at state championships, trying to bring that fifth-place medal home for Eddyville Blakesburg.
Well, and the bonus points, too. You start talking about the team points. All these advancements up in terms of your placing are all going to help those team points. And the Rockets last year finishing as a team with that trophy, they wanted to do the same thing here today.
Stand-up attempt there by Pearson, taken away on the ankle by Crosby. Now another stand-up, and Pearson is loose. 2-1 your score now. 171-pound second period match. Jake Crosby of Eddyville Blakesburg leads 2-1 with that escape by Pearson. It took a minute for Pearson to get loose, Jason.
Yeah, that was some great riding there by Crosby here. 40 seconds to go, second period. Here's a shot in there by Pearson. Crosby fighting it off. Pearson was in there pretty deep, but Crosby did a good job of
That was just a great job. That was a muscle job. Pearson was in there deep on a single leg. Looked like he was going to get it. And Crosby with the sprawl and the real hard crossface there. Coach Johnson, you see that hard crossface? Did that give Crosby that takedown as he leads now 4-1?
Oh, did I see it? That was beautiful. And he's just Jake's showing he's got more will to win this match. He's going to go. Come on, we need
he's
it.
Got that. He's got the arm
go
over.
Get
he gets it over. He's wrapping it down. He's got it over. He's going to go for the pin here.
It's going to be a
pin.
Come on. Three back points for Jake Crosby. Folks, if you were here, Jake Crosby puts the chicken wing in. He's got him on his back.
All that after a shot put on by Pearson, who looked like he was going to get the takedown, and Crosby fought that off.
And you heard it live here, 96.7. Matt Seid on the Senate Pierce Bocker and Monument. Matt Seid, Mike, way to go, Coach Johnson, bringing us that action from 10 feet off the mat.
Oh, here is a move. Crosby started in a down position. Can he looked like he might turn that into a reversal.
Your score now, 7-1. Jake
Looking
Crosby on top. He's going to get an escape here and make the score 8-1. Jake Crosby looking for some kind of a throw out of Pearson here, because Pearson with a 7-point deficit, he trails 8-1 behind Eddyville Blakesburg's Jake Crosby with a minute and a half to go in this fifth place medal match. Pearson desperate.
Oh, there's a nice shot by Pearson, but Crosby again, he's in there quickly. He's trying to work his way around.
Crosby in there. No points awarded yet.
He's going to earn them at his will here.
Crosby's going to get the takedown now. The score 10-1. That's a major decision. More bonus points for Eddyville Blakesburg here if the score remains 10-1.
He just cuts him right there at the edge of the mat here out in front, 10-2.
10-2. A pair of escapes for Pearson.
Boy, he's in on a double leg right at the edge of the mat, and he's trying to put him back on the
He's got the two.
Oh,
he's got the two. 12-2 your score.
You
10-point lead for Jake Crosby.
Guys, that takedown right at the end of the period, we talked about the strategicness of that, his defense move there to get those back points. Those weren't accidental. That is smart wrestling. That kid out there, that wasn't just circumstances. He created those circumstances.
Well, you've got a seasoned senior wrestler, Jake Crosby, Eddyville Blakesburg. He wants that fifth-place medal. He wants to stand taller on that medal stand tonight, and he's got a big 10-point lead here with 35 seconds to go in his 171-pound match.
Crosby with the major decision. He's looking for more here.
You know, I love this, Jason. I love this. Crosby is not letting up one bit.
No way.
He is going to cut him and try to get more. I think he's going to try to get some kind of a throw here.
As I said,
put him on his back with 17 seconds to go.
They're looking for team points. It's not just about them individually. Here's a double leg. He's in towards the edge of the mat. They're going to roll off. A good shot there. With 10 seconds to go, most guys will be backing up, just celebrating their win, but he's wanting more.
Crosby wants the pin, folks. With 10 seconds to go, he takes the double leg shot off the edge of the mat. His opponent, Pearson, doesn't know what's going on. Underhooked by Crosby. He's in on a single leg. With 1 second to go, the match ends. A 9-point win. Major decision for Jake Crosby. Hey, stand up and clap, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Rocket Wrestling fans. You just heard Jake Crosby win his fifth-place medal match against Jacob Pearson from Marmac. Way to go, Jake Crosby. Congratulations.
Coach Johnson, you're down there. I'll tell you what, Coach. He was greedy. He was wanting more right there for his Rocket teammates.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it greedy. I'd just call it determined and just going out as a senior. But, man, and you call it greedy, too. That's good. But he just ate it up. He did everything we asked. You have a wrestler. He scored on the edge of the mat. He scored at the end of the periods. He scored during the middle, the mat, everywhere. He just never stopped. It was just beautiful.
Boy, and he had that chicken wing in there tight at the end of the second period. I think if we had three more seconds in that period, we would have had an Eddie Blakesburg
pin. It would have been over.
Yeah, you guys maybe had a little better angle on the other side, but he was down on my side, so we were close.
Well, congratulations, Jake Crosby. I can't wait to have him and Coach Connell. And, you know, Coach Connell's got this huge, big schedule. He's not going to be able to come up here because he's got a Coach Brett Roberts in the championship tonight.
I know they're so busy, and what a run here again by the Rockets. You know, another tournament that Rocket Nation has been given a gift of excitement, medals, and the experience for their young wrestlers as well. And we talked about it going into his match. That torch keeps being handed on to younger wrestlers. The bar keeps getting set higher, and Rocket Wrestling, Southern Iowa Wrestling, has come to the well and has represented.
And we've had great sponsors bringing it to you all week here. It's the 2011 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. In Class 1A, we brought it to you. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Cardinal of Eldon, Pekin Packwood. We had Sigourney Keota competing up here, Class 1A. 2A, we brought you live matches all week long. Albia, Centerville, Clark of Osceola, we brought you Jimmy Szczynski from Van Meter's matches live, the Davis County Wrestlers, Prairie City, Monroe, Fairfield, and then in 3A, the Southern Iowa Wrestlers that competed, and we had live interviews from all of these weight classes. We had Ottumwa, Knoxville, Oskaloosa, and we are bringing it to you live from the well. It's Wells Fargo Arena, the venue for the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and all of our great sponsors, we thank you.
And we did that all without taking anything off the mat or taking the broadcast away and still getting a girls' tournament game in.
That was awesome last night, Jason. And, folks, if you were listening last night, you heard Rick Whistler and I bringing you live action, Class 2A action here from the well, and Jason Summers broadcasting live from Sheridan, the Lady D's, and it was all done by the technology and the stuff that's magical in the air. Electronics.
It was great stuff. We're going to come back here and get set up for our 2A action. Rocket fans, you ought to be very, very proud. You got to be walking around with a little extra step in your walk today as the Rocket Nation continues to move along and make things happen here at Wells Fargo Arena. We'll come back here to 2A action. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to live Iowa State High School Wrestling coverage, High Above the Mats, High Fidelity, on your only exclusive Iowa State Wrestling coverage from KIIC.
But I don't think that it's happened that quickly ever. Just boom, boom, a couple of bang, bang pins there for the Eddyville Rockets.
Bang, bang, and then we just like to keep on banging them off here. Just another two, like you said, boom, boom. And
bang, bang, boom, boom, bang, bang.
Like you said, boom, boom. And
it's speed wrestling. Speed wrestling from the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're right back in action here, Class 2A 103-pound medal match, seventh place match here. We're going to bring it live to you. Shadow Leshen going to take on Assumption, Davenport Assumption, DeVries from Davenport Assumption. Shadow Leshen's first round opponent. He defeated him 12-8 in the first round. They meet again here in the medal round. Going to go for the seventh place medal. Shadow Leshen in quickly on the takedown. Takedown first period. Leshen cuts him. 2-1 your score. 103-pound action.
going to be bringing in Tanner Cowan's action as well. Cowan going to be going right next to Leshen, I believe, on the mat.
And a double leg there. In on a double leg is DeVries. A score for him. He takes the 3-2 lead here at 103 pounds. We're winding down through the first period. Shadow Leshen trailing 3-2 at 103 pounds.
We're at 112. It's Tanner Cowan, center vilting on Zach Skopik, a Spirit Lake. And no score, just underway here.
As we end the first period, 103-pound match. Shadow Leshen decides to take the neutral position in his match for seventh place at 103 pounds. It's Shadow Leshen trailing 3-2 over his opponent, DeVries of Assumption.
Tanner Cowan going for a bronze medal here over at 112. 30 seconds gone by, no score. Both wrestlers meet at the center of the mat.
Leshen in on the single leg, but they're off the edge of the mat. 1:38 left, second period action. 3-2 your score. DeVries leads Davenport Assumption over Albia.
Cowan took a shot and is being fought off, and both wrestlers now switch around, but they're at the edge of the mat, and they're going to give a takedown, I believe, now on Skopik. Skopik of Spirit Lake gets the takedown as Tanner Cowan was in there on a shot, and they fought off.
Huge action here, folks. Huge action. Roll through by Shadow Leshen. Shadow Leshen gets taken down, and he's in the cradle. DeVries of Assumption has got him in the cradle. And with a minute 17 seconds left in the second period, DeVries pins Shadow Leshen. Shadow Leshen, eighth place finish. Congratulations, though, Shadow Leshen. And he's getting a hug from his uncle, Tommy Pickerel. Coach Wenger trying to console Shadow. Shadow not very happy about that. Just got caught in that cradle, just flying action through the air. Shadow Leshen, great freshman campaign. He'll stand on the medal stand tonight. And how many 103-pounders of Class 2A are behind him wishing that they were standing there.
Absolutely, and just a freshman, and daggone it, that happened so quick. Tanner Cowan now trails 4-2. He got the reversal after the takedown by Skopik, and then Skopik gets the reversal. So it's a 4-2 score here, and I know we got Coach Johnson's got Coach Connell. Coach for the Rockets, welcome aboard here.
Thank you.
Hey, congratulations. You know, the thing that I've noticed throughout this tournament was that your wrestlers have been at their best in the third period, but you also have the most technical wrestlers on the mat every time they go out.
Absolutely. You know, like I was telling them, you want to have a great technique of the Street Fighter's mentality. You want to make sure you're going all hard all the time, but make sure you have good technique with it.
We're bringing you a coverage here with Tanner Cowan trailing 4-2. Coach, if you can hold on a second, we're going to go back to action here. But real quick, that had to be a huge moment for you to see your two seniors go out the way they did there.
Absolutely. I was very proud of Nathan Van Zanny and Jake Crosby. I told them, you know, this is your last match. You know, make sure you don't have any regrets about it and finish your careers on a win, because they've had awesome careers, and we didn't want them to finish any other way.
Well, Coach, we're going to catch up with you before Brett Roberts' matchup tonight, a championship, the Rockets in contention for another team trophy. Congratulations on a great tournament.
Thank you very much.
Coach O'Connell, courtesy of St. Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home. Back to action here.
Stalemate here in the second period of our 112-pound match. We feature Tanner Cowan. He's going against Skopik of Spirit Lake. It's a 4-2 lead for Skopik. A minute and 45 remains in the second period. 112-pound medal match. Here we go, Centerville Big Red fans. This match brought to you by Centerville Tractor and Implement, your local source for John Deere sales, parts, and service. Get a hold of us. Centerville Tractor and Implement for all your John Deere needs.
Sit out attempted there by Cowan. Fought off again by Skopik.
Cowan,
this has been a high
bottom
action match right here.
Cowan on the bottom here. A minute 25 remains in his second period of the 112-pound medal match. 4-2 your score. Cowan trails his Spirit Lake opponent, Skopik.
Skopik trying to get back points right at the edge of the mat. Boy, I don't know. He looks like he had that in there pretty tight. Did they give him the full three count? And they couldn't see. Looks like they get two.
They awarded two back points to Skopik. Now the deficit is 4 points. Tanner Cowan, your Centerville Big Red wrestler, trails by four with a minute and 1 second to go in the second period. They reset at the center of the mat. Cowan down. Skopik covers.
We talked about how Tanner has just continued to get better and better as this tournament goes on, all the way from the sectionals, through district, and now here to the state tournament.
Well, we had Coach Johnson up here last night.
Oh, what a quick switch there. All right, Cowan, does he get the reversal there? Did they give him the points?
They gave him the escape. That makes the score 6-3 at the edge of the mat. Just a wild bunch of action. Tanner Cowan, the sophomore from Centerville, he trails this match in the second period with 38 seconds to go. Your score 6-3, 112-pound third-place match. The winner of this match is the third-place medalist.
29 seconds to go. Cowan trails by three right at the edge of the mat.
Couple of talented young wrestlers here, folks. Skopik, the Spirit Lake freshman. Cowan, the Centerville sophomore. Skopik in on double leg near the edge of the mat. They're off. They're off the edge of the mat. And, boy, a very fortunate move there for they gave it to him. They gave him the takedown.
Oh, wow. I cannot believe that. It looked like it was going to go off the edge of the mat there.
8-3, your score.
Of course, Kyler Rischer from Centerville tonight going for a state championship.
Now your score is 9-3. Tanner Cowan jumped the whistle at the beginning of the second period, and here at the end of the second period, as he is in the down position, he jumped the whistle again, and that's a point for his Spirit Lake opponent. Skopik is up now by 6. 9-3 your score with 12 seconds to go here. Second period, 112-pound third-place match.
Cowan trying to get the escape here. 6 seconds to go in second period. And he's trying to work his way around, and did they give him the escape? Now the end of the period, did not get the escape. I was waiting. He had himself turned around, just couldn't get the separation.
Yeah, he didn't get enough separation there. And third period is going to start the way that the second period ended. Tanner Cowan in the down position. He's going to try to bust out of there, folks, with a fast move, probably explode with a stand-up or a switch.
We talk about big tournaments. The Rockets with a big tournament for the second straight year, and so is the Centerville. They've got wrestlers into the last day, last couple of years with the championship last year.
What great Southern Iowa wrestlers that we've been able to cover all year long. This is the 2011 championships brought to you live from the Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. But we've been bringing to you from small gymnasiums and places like the Marshalltown Fieldhouse all year long. Cowan trying to make a move here and get out the back.
Get it.
With a minute and 35 seconds to go, Tanner Cowan trails his third place match. He's in the bottom position trying to come out the back door on his opponent, Skopik from Spirit Lake.
Just get that head out, Skopik is...
Skopik is real high, but he's got a leg in. I think if Tanner Cowan could grab Skopik's head and get his head out, he would be able to get the reversal and score back points. But he needs to do it quickly, or they're going to call a stalemate.
That's what they did. He just we talked about it the entire tournament. Fractions of inches have been the difference in many, many matches. And there's another case where he just able to get that arm free, get out. He probably got back points.
We reset it at the center of the mat. 9-3 is the advantage of Skopik of Spirit Lake. Stand up by Tanner Cowan. Cowan stands up, and we've got a stop in the action. The official is admonishing Tanner Cowan for something, and I don't know what that is. But
I think they're telling him not to be so aggressive with the shot to the head. He's just trying to get rid of the wrestler, you know.
It's a third-place medal match, Class 2A. Tanner Cowan trying desperately to get the reversal. He hits the sit-out, hits the switch. If he can get spun around behind, he'll get the 2 points, Jason.
Here he's got one leg free and got his arm over. Skopik's just hanging on to that leg, and it's bridged between his head.
I see the score update now, and now I know what the official was admonishing Tanner Cowan about. He gave him 2 points for jumping the whistle. That was the third time that he said Tanner Cowan jumped the whistle. Now your score is 10-3, folks. 10-3, Tanner Cowan with 3 penalty points for jumping the whistle from the down position. And at the edge of the mat, we'll bring it back and reset it for you. Third period, 112-pound third-place match. Tanner Cowan trails now. 10-3, your score. 24 seconds to go here. Third period. Third place is what we're going for here. Tanner Cowan of Centerville. This match brought to you by Centerville Tractor and Implement, your local source for John Deere sales, parts, and service in Centerville. Centerville Tractor and Implement.
We're going to be keeping an eye out. Matt White will be taking the mat here in just a second. He'll be fighting for a fifth place finish here with 17 seconds to go. Tanner Cowan on the mat, trailing by 7 in the third.
A stalling call there on Skopik, but he's got a 7-point lead with 17 seconds to go. He'll probably get another stalling call here, but it's going to be too little too late for Tanner Cowan. He will be the fourth place medalist, a locking hands call against Skopik. He's doing everything he can to not lose. He's not wrestling to win. He's wrestling to not lose. Final score now is going to be 10-4. The locking hands penalty for Tanner gives Tanner Cowan the extra point. 10-4, your final. Tanner Cowan will stand tall, fourth place on the medal stand tonight.
That's just an absolutely a fantastic tournament for Tanner Cowan. He, as the tournament season went along, he just kept getting better and better and better. And congratulations, Tanner Cowan, on an outstanding tournament. And he will get a fourth place medal for the Big Red. And, of course, Kyler Risher tonight.
I know he's only a sophomore, folks. You're going to be hearing Tanner Cowan's name next year when Jason and I are up here.
You go through this type of environment, you're wrestling for a third place medal. A third place medal at the Iowa State High School Tournament. That is as big as big time gets.
No question about that. We've also got Dalton Kingery. He's the Prairie City Monroe wrestler, and he's competing for a seventh place medal. And we'll bring you that action as it occurs.
We'll keep an eye out for our very own Matt White. Matt White will be wrestling at 135, and we're starting some of the 130 matchups. And, of course, Dakota Poe immediately to follow at 152. Now, I'm interested to see how Dakota Poe comes out here. He's going to be wrestling for a bronze medal as well.
Yeah, Dakota Poe with a great win there last night, an exciting win. And I'm a little bit upset with Dakota Poe because he couldn't quite get the Poe lock in and get the pin there. But I had a chance to visit with one of his brothers last night, and they're all very proud of Dakota and the accomplishments that he had this year as a senior wrestler for the Albion Blue Demons.
You know, going into Christmas break, when he came back out, he got sick during Christmas break, lost quite a bit of weight, and really, at that point, I think his season turned, and he really started getting deeper and deeper into wrestling, and as the season went along, you see him getting better and better and better, and he has had an amazing run here at the tournament.
Very good run for Dakota Poe and all the Blue Demon wrestlers.
Yep.
Just a great program there, Coach Dave Winger. As we keep track of the action down here on Mat 2, Dalton Kingery of Prairie City Monroe in his seventh place medal match. He's in a dogfight, but he's going to win. 7-8 is going to be your final. Dalton Kingery gets the seventh place medal. So, you know anybody from Prairie City or Monroe, tell them congratulations to the Prairie City Monroe Wrestling Program. They got Dalton Kingery on the medal stand.
Matt White going out here right in front of us. Matt White just underway. And we'll bring you that one here just momentarily.
They're getting ready to fire it up. We've got Coach Winger and Coach Folkerts trotting over, sauntering over. They take their seats in the corner. Matt White, Albia's fantastic senior 135-pounder.
You know, I was talking into Coach's Corner this morning. If you could clone a Matt White, intellect, hard work, vision. He's got everything it takes to be a great wrestler and a great man, and he's had a fine tournament. I know he was disappointed in last night's loss, but you know, he's just fractions of inches away from being in the championship match.
He's a tough, smart kid. He had a great senior season. He's going up against another senior, Tyler Mitchell from Charles City. Matt White in quickly as we get underway on a single leg. And last night, Matt couldn't quite finish that single leg. Not the case here, folks.
No.
He switches to the double, takes him down. 2-0 your lead for Albia's Matt White. And my, oh my, what a great job. Just taking it to him 10 seconds into the match. Off the mat, Matt White leads 2-0. 135-pound fifth place medal action.
He is very determined down there. If the match continues like that, Matt White is going to have something special here at the end.
Well, I hope I have something left in my tank after these place matches in Class 2A, Jason. We're bringing it to you live on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Matt White, Albie's 135-pounder, takes the mat with a 2-0 lead at 135 pounds. First period takedown, Matt White on top.
Dakota Poe on deck here just momentarily as well at 152, and then we're going to move right into the 3A action. So don't take your hands off the wheel, and do not change the dial, because we'll be going right into 3A. Jay Fresh at 103 will be be our feature matchup there.
Matt White with the deep waist in, stand up by his Charles City opponent Mitchell. Taken back down to the mat by Matt White, and Matt White's looking to bar the arm and work out on top. 59 seconds left here, 135-pound match. Matt White of Albia up 2-0. They're off the edge of the mat with 55 seconds to go. We'll reset it for you at the center of the mat.
Matt White taking on Tyler Mitchell, Charles City. If you just joined us, Tanner Cow, or first off, Shadow Leshen was pinned in his match. He finishes eighth. Tanner Cowan with the fourth place finish after his decision loss in the match we just brought you.
Whistle move by Mitchell from Charles City is a sit out. He left the arm trailing. Matt White grabs that trailing arm and brings him back to the mat. Matt White, deep waist now, looking out to, looks like he's going to try to work a chicken wing here at the edge of the mat with 31 seconds to go. 2-0, he scored. Matt White, chicken wing not there, tries the half, and they're off the mat. 26 seconds left here, first period action. Matt White with a takedown in the first 10 seconds of this match, and he has ridden his Charles City opponent, Taylor Mitchell, and Mitchell now has a blood timeout. The Iowa State color-clad blood team attends to him while Matt White strolls the mat, hands on his hips. Very, very professional, casual-looking Matt White here.
I'll tell you what, he's so businesslike out there, isn't he?
Yeah, it looks like he just, he's got a job to do, and he's going to hurry up and get it done. You know, he knows how long it's going to take to get the job
That's
done.
Right.
Workmanlike performance here by Matt White. He leads 2-0, 26 seconds. Stand up by Mitchell. Taken back down by White. White with a deep waist. Bars the arm. He's got his opponent, Mitchell, broken down with 16 seconds to go. He works out top. He's going to try the T-bar. T-bar tilt. T-bar tilt. Trying to apply the T-bar tilt with 8 seconds to go. Mitchell from Charles City doing a good job countering. He's sprawled out. And with 1 second to go, the clock expires. 2-0 your score for Matt White. We enter the second period of this 135-pound fifth place medal match. Matt White on top.
And we'll try to catch up with Coach Johnson down Matt's side here as we roll along here this morning. Matt Johnson out in front here, 2-0, start of the second period. Johnson starts, or Matt White starts in the down position, begin the second period, trying to work to his base. White taking on Tyler Mitchell of Charles City. Dakota Poe will be coming out here just momentarily, folks, and we'll bring you that match as it happens. Likely be some simultaneous broadcast. But 1:37 to go here in the second period. Matt White out in front, 2-0.
When we get two mats going for you, folks, that's when the excitement happens here at the Well. Class 2A medal round underway from the Wells Fargo Arena. It's the 2011 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And we're joined in the broadcast booth here as we see Matt White score again. It's 4-0. Your score now at 135 pounds.
He snuck out the side there and then quickly right over and gets the reversal. White out in front, 4-0. 107 to go. Tony Johnson sitting next to us up here, high above the mats and high fidelity. White tries to keep Mitchell to the mat. Mitchell stands up. White puts him right back down off the edge of the mat. 55 seconds to go. Second period, 4-0 White. Coach, you're down there. That had to be a great moment for you as a Rocket coach and just the celebration with those kids.
Yeah, it was a great moment. It was awful tough, too, to watch the seniors go out like that. You know, it was good they went the way they went out, but dad's emotional, you know, brother's emotional, coaches are, you know, it's just a lot of tough time. You know, we're tough guys, you know, but sometimes that you have to go with your heart there.
Matt White on top and in the lead. 45 seconds left here in his 135-pound fifth-place medal match. White breaks his opponent down. Matt White, Tyler Mitchell. Mitchell from Charles City, White from Albia. Very workmanlike performance here by Matt White as we wind the clock down through 30 seconds left here. Second period action. 4-0, your lead for Matt White as they go off the edge of the mat. And Coach Johnson, what a great year for Matt White. You guys at Eddyville were able to see him all year long, and he's wrestling for fifth place here, but it could have been a lot more for Matt White, couldn't it?
Yeah, he was really close in the semis. I mean, he's just right there on the edge, and like so many matches up here, it just you know, it goes one way or the other, and it's not for lack of effort by any means.
Stand up by Mitchell as a whistle move, and he's brought back to the mat by Matt White. Matt White.
He's been controlled the entire match. He has really controlled this match. He drags Mitchell back into the center of the mat. He's He's wanting to work that arm over.
He's got that deep waist, Matt White, and as the period ends, Matt White leads 4-0, and he has utilized that deep waist all throughout his senior year. That's a tough move, isn't it, Coach Johnson?
Yeah, I thought he was up by more than 4-0. He's just been mauling the kid, so I'm surprised it's only 4-0. But this kid looks tired in the face. I think Matt's going to get him. I think
White, as the third period starts, he's in the bottom position. Whistle move by White is a stand-up. He controls hands. He's brought back down the mat by Mitchell. That's the first time Mitchell's shown anything, and Mitchell's got the leg in. He's going to try to work a power half.
Well, guys, I don't understand. This is the first time I've seen it. You, Coach, you can help me with this. And, Joe, you know far more about wrestling than I do. But
hey, we're gonna see some scoring here. Matt White coming out the back door. Mitchell way too high is Mitchell. He's trying to get the leg in, but he's too high. Matt White out the back door, scores the two-point reversal. 6-0, your score now with a minute and a half left in this 135-pound fifth-place match.
My question was that White chose the down position in the second period, and then Mitchell chose the up position to begin the third period. After White had just got the reversal in, that was kind of strange.
Well, I think Mitchell got tired of having Matt White wrenching on his stomach.
It looks like Dakota Poe is racing off to take on his opponent here over on mat number five, if I'm not mistaken.
Five.
Yeah, how about that singlet that Dakota Poe has
like
on?
That singlet.
A little bit different. He's going to be coached by Darren Helm and Coach Schofield. Daryl and Darren, they're going to take care of Dakota Poe as he gets underway in his match.
You watch White finish his match, and it looks like he's rolling along here. 44 seconds goes, 6-0 lead. Matt White out in front here as we move to 152. Dakota Poe meeting his opponent at the center of the mat. Poe looking for a bronze medal, taking on Garrett Smith of Denver AAA.
Matt White covers, and we'll leave the action with you, Jason, because Matt White has a 6-0 lead. He's in control of his match at 135.
He's going
pounds.
For a pin right here, though.
We'll give it to you, folks. Matt White in on a reverse half, scores a two-point near fall. Your score is 8-0. Matt White in control of his 135-pound medal match, and that's huge, folks. That's bonus points for the Albion Blue Demons if Matt White can hang on and get that 8-point decision.
Dakota Poe wrestling with that electric A. All kinds of electric bolts across his singlet. He and no score here, 24 seconds to go. And we'll go back to you for the final 18 seconds, Joe Sinclair.
Well, I had to sneak a peek over there at Dakota Poe because he's one of my favorite wrestlers in the whole wide world. And, man, oh, man, he's manhandling that kid. As the final ticks of this match at 135 expire, Matt White will take the win. 8-0 will be your final score. Matt White of Albia with 8-0 win over Tyler Mitchell. He'll be your fifth place stand winner at 135 pounds.
Dakota Poe just threw his opponent, Garrett Smith. I mean, he took him off his feet, landed out of bounds, no points. But I'll tell you what, that was as beautiful of a sight as you'll ever see.
Denver Taprola competing for the championship here, and I know that that's a very good wrestling program, and Dakota Poe is taking it to his Taprola opponent. Wow.
He is the aggressor, and that, you know what, that's been his entire approach this entire tournament. Dakota Poe just underway, 1 minute gone by, opening pair. Here's a double leg in there by Smith, and Poe fights it off, puts on his own double leg right at the edge of the mat. If he can hold on and elevate, but they're going to go off the edge of the mat, a little bit too deep.
Just off the edge of the mat there, Dakota Poe was in deep, and I really like the way Dakota Poe's wrestling here. He's a senior wrestler. He knows what's up, and he's going after it.
He is the aggressor. 48 seconds to go, opening period. Poe took another shot, fought off by Smith, and he'll pummel right towards the center of the mat. Poe trying to give a shot, grabs arms, and you mentioned it, Joe. Poe has just been the aggressor and is taking it to every wrestler.
Garrett Smith is a very accomplished wrestler. Only one loss coming into the tournament here, and, of course, only one loss to get to this third-place match. Got beaten in the semifinals. I really like Dakota Poe's chances here, though. He is wrestling great. No score, 29 seconds left here. Third-place, 152-pound class 2A match.
23 seconds to go. Poe fights off a shot by Smith. Final 18 seconds at the center of the mat. Here's a shot given by Smith, and Smith sneaks behind, gets the takedown. And they'll wrestle towards the edge of the mat.
Just a
Smith
quick,
on top.
Quick shuck and spin by Garrett Smith from Denver Tripoli, and he will go to the second period leading 2-0.
And that's what Poe's been trying to do to Smith. It's two wrestlers doing similar type of action.
Well, Poe just a little bit too much momentum there with that shot, and Smith able to get the shuck and get behind.
You know what I really like about Dakota is he, no matter who he wrestles the same way. Adam. This guy got one line. I mean, he don't care. He just keeps coming. And he just kind of got shucked and spun behind there. It's kind of a cheap takedown, but made it
as
work.
As the second period begins, Poe cuts his opponent. Now he trails 3-0. They're on their feet at 152 pounds. 1 minute, 50 seconds left. Second period action. Dakota Poe, Albia. Garrett Smith, Denver Tripoli. At the edge of the mat. Hand checking. Back to the center of the mat. They walk. Smith down low. Poe engages. Shucks the head. Yeah. Shucks the head and gives him a little chuck to the head. Double leg now. Shot by Smith off the edge of the mat. They're off the edge of the mat. And nice little head chuck there
well,
by Dakota
yeah,
Poe.
Well, we always say it's a street fight with rules, and them looking more like a street fight. But we got to stay within the rules. We'll get some points against us. But I like the aggressiveness.
Dakota Poe with another head bang. Chuck. They're banging heads down here, folks. This is a dog fight. 3-0 your score. Dakota Poe trying to get in on single leg. They're tied up at the center of the mat now. 108 left, second period action, 152 pounds. Dakota Poe of Albia, Garrett Smith of Denver Tripoli. 3-0 your lead for Smith. Dakota Poe, center of the mat now. Single leg shot there by Poe. Tries to bulldog now.
Come on. You got to call him for stalling here in a minute, I think.
Well, Poe is the aggressor. He's taken every shot here in the second period. And now he's trying to.
Oh, just had it.
He's got the front headlock. He's got the front headlock in, folks.
No.
He got the front headlock in just a fraction away there with 40 seconds to go was Dakota Poe from getting the takedown and maybe even back points. Stalemate called. We're going to reset it at the center of the mat with 36 seconds to go. Dakota Poe trails 3-0.
You know, in that loss that Poe had in the championship round, it was no quit right to the end. And I'll tell you what, that was. That's the way he's been wrestling this entire tournament.
We're bringing you live wrestling action from the Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC and streaming live on KIICradio.com. It's 152-pound action, the third-place medal match featuring Dakota Poe of Albia against Garrett Smith of Denver Tripoli. Two great wrestlers out here on the mat with 17 seconds to go in the second period. We'll reset it for you at the center of the mat in the neutral position.
Final 15 seconds, second period.
Poe the aggressor here in the second period. He trails 3-0. First period takedown by Smith at the very, very end of the first period. Smith able to get a shuck and spin behind. Poe in with the double leg.
There's
but with
a stall.
1 second left. There's a stall called.
Oh, he would have had him had there been a fraction of a second over. That kid would have been down on the mat.
He got a stall call and a bear hug all within about a second and a half.
And that's, you know, when you go through a match and Poe is relentless.
Yes.
And, you know, that starts to wear on your opponent.
Well, they've been off the mat.
It's the third period now. Garrett Smith has been warned for stalling. I think that's going to come to play here in this match. Smith puts the leg in. That's a stall move right there. So if Garrett doesn't do anything with that leg in, we're going to see another stall point. Roll by Poe. Leg still in by Smith. We're counting down through a minute 45 seconds left here. Third period, 152-pound third-place medal match. Dakota Poe trailing 3-0 under Garrett Smith of Denver Tripoli. Smith on top, riding with the leg in.
You mean that's a stall call if he doesn't use it, right?
Yeah, it's a stall call if he doesn't use it.
He's using it, though. Look, he's got it moved in, but stalemate's called.
Stalemate.
That's probably good to get the action going again. And that's one thing I've appreciated out of the officials here. They haven't allowed things just to be dull. They've reset things quickly.
And that's what they should do. I mean, you need action, action, action. Why stop? I mean, let's go.
This is wrestling, not laying, right?
Yes.
Once again, Garrett Smith with the leg in. Dakota Poe gets him a little bit too high. Poe kind of clammed up right there. He's going to try to get that leg out and sneak out the back. Smith, a little bit high here, but he's got the leg in. Second warning for stalling would be a point for Poe. It's a 3-0 deficit for Dakota Poe here. 1 minute left in this Class 2A 152-pound third-place match.
Boy.
50 seconds to go. Dakota Poe trailing by three. Smith on top.
Smith doing just enough to keep from getting stalled. He's got the leg in, and the official wants to stop it, call stalemate. Just really nothing going on. 45 seconds left, folks. Dakota Poe from Albia needs a bust-out move here off the whistle.
Let's see his opponent is dragging, though. Look, Smith is dragging. He had to crawl himself over to Poe. Poe takes a quick step up.
Stand up by Poe. Smith trying to get that leg in. He's got him back down to the mat now with 36 seconds to go. Dakota Poe on his base. Stalling is being
on the bottom.
Called on Dakota Poe. Now that's Dakota Poe on the bottom. He trails 3-0 with 25 seconds left here in this third place match, 152 pounds. Class 2A.
Poe trying to break those arms.
Dakota Poe, oh man, almost a defensive pin there. Just about a defensive pin there.
13 seconds to go.
13 ticks left on the clock. Dakota Poe gets to his base. His opponent has a leg in. Dakota Poe tries to switch. Desperation move there by Dakota Poe, but with 2 seconds, 1 second to go.
He's just hanging on, and that,
he tries a roll at the very, very conclusion.
I'll tell you what, guys, you just can't help but love the way that Dakota Poe wrestles. He's going to lose this match, Joe, but he has had an amazing tournament, and it's been all heart, Dakota Poe.
Well, Dakota Poe exchanges the handshake with his opponent. He loses 3-0 in the third place match, but he will stand in the fourth place tonight, and what a great job Dakota Poe all season long. Getting a lot of texts in. We love you, Tota. Congratulations, Dakota Poe. You are one of our favorite wrestlers for the Albia Blue Demons.
Well, gentlemen, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back and recap where we've been. And we've got Jay Fresh ahead of us at 103 for Knoxville. When we come back here, high above the mats, high fidelity, you're listening to Wall to Wall State coverage. Final day. Don't go anywhere. More exciting wrestling action after this timeout. Welcome back, everyone, live from Wells Fargo Arena. We're moving right along through our medal brackets here, getting prepared for a big night of wrestling here as we move into the final day championship wrestling right here on these very hallowed and historic mats.
And as we bring it back, Jeff Guthrie from Fairfield, he gets a pin. 1 minute left in his 171-pound third-place match. Give the pin to Jeff Guthrie. Fairfield going to get some bonus points there. Congratulations, Jeff Guthrie and the Fairfield Trojans. We got a lot of great fans listening in the Fairfield area. Had a shout-out from Pat and Tracy Hammis yesterday. Fairfield fans listening in on KIIC 96.7.
Just got a text in. Way to go, Eddie O. Blakesburg wrestlers. I love you, Coach Johnson, Miss Siniff. Coach, you got your own fan club.
Relation.
We wind down through our Class 2A medal matches here. Got a great text in here from Jim Angren. Here are the kids that are going to be competing at Hy-Vee Hall tomorrow. Hy-Vee Hall, the Iowa Grade School and Junior High State Wrestling. Kindergartner, we've got Brody Connor. Congratulations, Brody. First grade will be Eli Zanoni, Logan Heaton. Second grade, we got Benny Leshen. Third grade, Michael Thomas. Fourth grade, Nate Angren, and sixth grade, Kobe Thomas. So congratulations to the Albia Youth Wrestling Program. Those young gentlemen, those boys will be competing tomorrow at Hy-Vee Hall in the state grade school wrestling championships.
And what a morning we've had here. I'll tell you what, before we go to that, these guys, these young kids are really the future. Coach Johnson, or Coach Thomas and Angren are doing a great job of really working in the program. And Coach Johnson, you know how important it is. If you want to build a really strong program, you've got to have good programs going on for the youth.
Oh, yeah. It's huge, just what they do over the summers, what they, you know. And that's what's great about Southern Iowa. They're all getting together, and they're all working together, and they're on some teams. I know our guys, some of our Eddyville guys are going down and wrestling with Albia and wrestling with a combined team, and it's great to everybody working together.
Yet it doesn't take away from the fierce competitiveness you have between schools. The rivalries between schools still exist, still there, but all those barriers are broke once the conference season's over.
Yeah, well, back a few years back, Oski had a really good club, and a lot of these area kids here came up to Oski, and they're kind of dwindling out here now, and it's kind of changed going down south a little more where the major clubs are, but that changes year to year. Everybody's got a chance to do their thing, but it is very important to get it going early.
Well, let's take a look and recap where we've been. We're going to have Jay Fresh coming up here at 103, if I'm not mistaken, for Knoxville here in just a few minutes. But recapping, we started things out in 1A. Jason Crosby, and what a tournament he put together at 112. He loses in his third-place battle, but will end up with a fourth-place medal as a young wrestler, as a freshman. Now, that's quite the accomplishment.
Yeah, he's got two more years up here, and he just he could have been knocked out early, but he banged himself all the way back up here, and he really just wore kids out.
And then we went to 130. Nathan Van Zanny came out and really took it to his opponent. He'll finish seventh. But what I loved about Nathan Van Zanny and really all the wrestlers, and I talked to Coach Connell about this, is that they wrestled so smart. And as the matches went along, in every match, they were the better wrestler in the third period.
Yeah, that was one of our seniors, you know, going out on top. And that was just great for Nathan. He finally smiled, and he could kind of feel that everything lifted off of him. So that's great.
We moved into 171, and Jake Crosby just went out and flat out dominated in his contest, and he was so determined. He wasn't just getting the win for himself. He was thinking about those bonus points for his team. Once he got that comfortable lead, he didn't give up like most wrestlers would get and look for a stall. He was the aggressor.
Yeah, and he listened to what coaches were saying. Don't leave anything out there, and he definitely didn't. He's not just thinking about himself and his last match. There's a lot of emotions going on there, you know, so he just come and give it all and left nothing out there.
We're going to come back and talk about our two-way contestants, Shadow Leshen, Tanner Cowan, Matt White, Dakota Poe, as we roll along here and recap our exciting morning of action or afternoon of action here at the medal rounds of the 2011 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. We'll come right back here high above the mats and high fidelity. More wrestling coverage coming after this timeout. I love that Darryl Schofield guy. He is quite the guy.
Speaking of coverage, we're bringing it to you. We've got coverage live from the Wells Fargo Arena. It's the 2011 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're high above the mats in high fidelity, broadcast booth 1A, and we are joined by a pair of freshman phenoms for the Albia Blue Demons, Shadow Leshen and Griffin Osing.
And we're going to keep track of 103 here just shortly. We're going to probably go to it, and we'll come back and talk to these guys. I want to get a full conversation, you know, to talk about all the things you learned here as coming out onto the mat for Knoxville. Knoxville, you've got to witness some great wrestling out of your wrestlers up here at the state tournament. And Jay Fresh is going to take the mat for the Knoxville Panthers.
He's on mat two, on his feet, no score, just underway here. First period action, 103-pound Knoxville Panther Jay Fresh going for the fifth place medal for the Panthers. We're bringing it to you live. Shout out to all your Knoxville friends. Tell them to listen and hug their radios. 96.7, we've got a great footprint on top of the Knoxville area. 96.7 KIIC broadcasting live here from the Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair with Jason Summers. 103-pound action. Jay Fresh in on a single leg here. Minute 20 to go. First period. 103-pound. Fifth place medal match. Class 3A.
Trying to pull that in, Joe, as he takes on Anderson of Ankeny. Austin Anderson of Ankeny.
Quick stalemate called there by the official. It looked to me like Jay Fresh was starting to get his hips under him, be able to turn that into some points.
Anderson, 34-1 coming into tonight's contest. Won two straight matches, then lost to Philip Lowe, who is going to be in the championship later tonight. So this is a good competition out there on this mat at 103.
Jay Fresh doing a great job on his feet here.
Fresh gives a shot. Nothing there. They'll reset towards the center of the mat.
Fresh,
Anderson of Ankeny.
Fresh, the Knoxville junior. He'll be back up here next year, probably competing at the either 106-pound class or we've got Coach Wenger up here with us. What's the next one up above 106? 106 and then 113. Boy, that would have been bad for your announcer, Joe Sinclair, because when I was a freshman, I only weighed 85 pounds.
Fresh here. Still no score. 19 seconds to go. Jay Fresh in Knoxville.
Fresh battling. center of the mat. 12 seconds to go here, first period action. No score, 103-pound fifth-place match. Jay Fresh in Knoxville trying to bring it home for the Panthers. He's in deep on double leg.
Well, he got that single leg in. You're right, Joe, and trying to elevate it, but in a little too deep right there at the edge of the period, and that will conclude the first period.
Time expires. No score in the second period. Will start it off. Fresh defers his opponent.
Thanks for the great coverage, guys. Couldn't be more proud of all the Southern Iowa wrestlers. Thank you, Troy Folkerts, who's listening in.
Hey, thanks, Troy. Troy Folkerts, also known as Squeak back there in the mid-'80s. That wasn't a moniker that I hung on him. That was something that his brother gave to him. Tim Folkerts, of course, one of the great Albia assistant coaches.
And Anderson gets the escape to begin the second period. He's starting in the down position. And both wrestlers now grabbing on towards the edge of the mat. And a shuck attempt looked like it's going to be given there by Fresh as he goes off the edge of the mat.
We got a little break in the action here as they reset at the center of the mat. We're going to bring you some great interviews. We'll recap things for you here as we wind through the Class 3A medal matches. Right now we're featuring Jay Fresh. He's going for fifth place for the Knoxville Panthers.
There's a shot in there by Anderson, but Fresh still trying to fight it off. He's in deep on that leg, pulled it in, but they're going to get a stalemate here. Now, Fresh did a great job of fighting that off because Anderson took a quick shot in there, had that leg, looked like he was going to be able to pull it up, but Fresh had nothing to do with it.
That's right. And with Fresh cutting his opponent, he trails now 1-0. We're counting down through 1 minute to go here. Second period action. Jay Fresh trails 1-0. 103-pound fifth-place match, Class 3A action, Knoxville Panthers. Jay Fresh gets poked in the eye. He comes over to his coaches and squints a little bit. He's not going to need any timeout for that. The officials checking him out there. Back to the center mat. They're going to compete.
Fresh circling around with Anderson. Fresh has been an aggressive wrestler up here at the state tournament. Very quick.
Single leg fake there by Fresh, and at the edge of the mat, 40 seconds to go. They bring it back to the center. Shot in there. Fresh with the whizzer. He counters.
30 seconds to go. Anderson took the shot. Fresh defending it off here. Really to hold it off.
Really good counter there, Jason.
Yeah,
by Fresh. At the edge of the mat, though, Anderson with the Kelly move. He gets the 2-point takedown. Your first takedown of the match makes the score 3-0. Anderson on top of Fresh. Knoxville's Jay Fresh trails now 3-0, counting down the final seconds of the second period.
Did a good job of fighting it off, just had too long to hold it off there. And as time expires here in the second period, we're going to go to the third period. Fresh trailing by three. Fresh will start in the down position. It'll be important to get out quickly and to make this a takedown contest going into the final 2 minutes.
Jim Zacher is listening in on KIICradio.com, and he is incredulous. 4 question marks behind his text that I only weighed 86 pounds when I was a freshman. That's the truth, though, folks. Shout out there to Jim Zacher. Thanks for listening in on KIICradio.com. Streaming live on the World Wide Web. Live, high above the mats, and high fidelity, it's the 2011 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're bringing you the 3A medal matches right now. We've got Jay Fresh competing. He's got a tough opponent, Anderson, down here. Jay Fresh trails 3-0. Count down through a minute and a half. Third period action. Knoxville's Jay Fresh, 3A junior wrestler.
He gets that escape right there. Now this is the takedown matchup with 1:25 to go. Really like the action here by Fresh. Here's a shot in there by Anderson. He's going to have to fight this off again. He's on a double leg here. Anderson trying to get the underhook.
Anderson in on the double leg. Fresh trying to hip into him and get his head pushed down to the mat. Stalemate called, and boy, I got to say that's a good deal for Jay Fresh because Anderson was in there pretty deep.
Yes,
on
he
that.
Was. I thought Fresh, he's been really tough on defending those shots by Anderson, but Anderson's had some pretty decent shots here. But Fresh has got to come up with his own here with 1:03 to go. He trails by 2. Jay Fresh of Knoxville as we just start 3A action, wrapped up 1A and 2A.
Well, Jay Fresh, obviously the more aggressive wrestler right now, folks. There's 50 seconds left in this match. We're going to reset it to the center of the mat. They're off the mat. 3-1 your score. Jay Fresh of Knoxville trailing. He is going to be coming after Anderson. Shot by Fresh, countered by Anderson, back up to their feet. Fresh again in on a shot. Two shots by Fresh here in just a fraction of a second. Now they're back to their feet. Jay Fresh going after. Shot now by Anderson. Fresh underhooks. 37 seconds
can
to go.
Work
3
his
to
way
1
around
to score.
Now. He's got him. Fresh. As Anderson trying to back up towards the edge of the mat. Now you're just going to have to wonder why they didn't hear Fresh trying to come around the backside. Oh, they're going to go off the edge of the mat. Boy, I thought he was going to be able to work his way around there. Nearly got it done.
24 seconds to go. Anderson and Fresh. Knoxville's Jay Fresh. He jumps the whistle a little bit there.
He's in on a double leg.
He's in on double leg.
A little too deep. Back to their feet. A shot by Anderson. Fought off by Fresh. Again, sprawling out. Trying to work his way around. He's got 14 seconds to get it done. He trails by a takedown. Jay Fresh, 10 seconds to go. And they call a stalemate. Boy, and you know, that's something that I've been happy with. They've called those stalemates quickly here to keep the action going. And Coach Winger with us, 5 seconds to go. Fresh on his feet, trying to get a shot here. 3 seconds. He's going to run out of time. And Jay Fresh of Knoxville, what a great tournament he's had. Austin Anderson of Ankeny will get the fifth place finish. Jay Fresh of Knoxville with the sixth place finish. But he's had a great tournament. Coach Winger standing next to us here, high above the mats, the Abbey head wrestling coach. Coach, you know, the thing is that I was just talking about the stalemates. They've done a pretty good job here at the state wrestling tournament of calling them quickly so we keep the action flowing.
Yeah, especially late in the match there, you know, when it's a 1 or 2 point match, it's nice to get that fresh start. You know, guys like to hang on there off a extended shot, so you got to keep the action moving.
Jay Fresh of Knoxville with a sixth place finish. A great tournament. We've seen him have a really nice run here, Joe.
Yeah, congratulations to all the Southern Iowa wrestlers. We brought it all to you live here. We've got great sponsors that have been making it happen, and they love high school wrestling. They love Southern Iowa, and they've got to love these two young gentlemen that we've got up here in the broadcast booth with us. Introduce them, Jason.
We got Shadow Leshen and Griffin Osing. And, you know, guys, before we talk about specific matches and specific things that you've went through, what have you as a freshman? See, I would think as a freshman, to be in this environment would teach you something. But Griffin Osing, what have you learned from your experience here throughout this week at the state tournament?
That I have I got a long way to go. I got to keep pushing myself, working hard. These guys up here, they don't joke around. They're here up here to win, and I just need to prepare myself next year for to get a couple wins.
How about you, Mr. Leshen?
I'd say the same thing, but next year I'm coming up here to actually get a title and try not to get eighth place. But
well, you know, you hang your head and say eighth place like it's like you failed at something here. Griffin Osing, you made it here. Do you understand that there's a whole bunch of wrestlers out there who have never walked into this place with a singlet on that would gladly give up anything to trade places with you? And I imagine there's a children's hospital along the way that would have traded places with any of us just to be here.
Not only that, but you two as freshmen, and especially you, Shadow, being a place winner, that is such a significant accomplishment. And we talked about it earlier before you guys were here. It takes 10 years to get 10 years experience, according to Barry Hannum from Melrose. And that is something that you guys don't have yet. You don't have 10 years experience yet, but you will get that. And the older you get, the more you will realize how significant this accomplishment is, and especially for you, Shadow. Freshman coming up here and standing on the medal stand as a freshman, that's just absolutely fantastic. And one of the reasons why you two are favorites among Southern Iowa wrestling fans, you guys take the mat, people like to watch you.
Yeah, I mean, I like it when people say, I like the way you wrestle. I mean, that makes me feel good inside, but I see them work on top and bottom and get a little bit more points on them, so, yeah.
Griffin, you know, we talk about being a freshman, only two freshmen at 145. What specific moment here at the wrestling tournament have you found as a freshman to be maybe the most enjoyable or your biggest moment?
It's probably right after weigh-ins. We're walking through the tunnel and we're laughing and having a good time, and you walk out on the mat and you look up and it takes your breath away. You got so much room, so much space. You can't believe that there's going to be 1,000, 2,000 people in there watching you. It's breathtaking.
And Shadow, you know, you've had a lot of great moments here, a lot of things you can look back to and be proud of. What's one moment maybe that stands out to you as being that bright and shining moment?
Just going into the first weigh-in and seeing state champions there from last year. I mean, I look up to some of those guys, and when I stepped on that scale for the first time, it felt pretty good. Then walking out of that tunnel and just looking around and saying, hey, I made it here. That was one of my main goals, too, just to make it here. And then my other one was to win it. But didn't get the second goal, but at least I placed as a freshman, and I'm proud of that. So that's good.
Well, you know that the Joe Sinclair, as I think about Shadow's performance out there, and Shadow is too humble to say this, but he was the best wrestler on the mat every time he took the mat. Every shot and all of his losses came simply from a defensive move put on by the other opponent. And that really tells you that this young man, with a few adjustments and lessons he learned, has, man, the top of the podium is within an eye blink of Shadow Leshen.
No question about that. Shadow Leshen with a great, aggressive, athletic shot on his takedowns. He was, by and large, we saw John Meeks, who is going to go to his third championship this year in Class 3A at 130 pounds. Between him and Shadow Leshen, I see no difference on their feet. Those two wrestlers, to me, stand out of this entire meet, John Meeks and Shadow Leshen, as the best wrestlers on their feet.
Well, gentlemen, I think a lesson can be learned from Kyler Rischer. You look at Kyler Rischer. He's going to be in the championship match tonight. And you look at where he was last year. You know, he came to the well, had a nice tournament. Don't get me wrong, but what he was able to prove on this year. And I think that that's something you guys can look at. You've got all kinds of examples around you. But, Griff, you know, when you talk about the leadership that it takes to put together a great team, the experience that it takes to get together a good team, you've got the torches being passed to you guys, now the leaders. Those seniors that brought you up here, you guys are now becoming those leaders for your team.
Yeah, my seniors were really great this year with Matt White and Dakota Poe and Dylan and Cody Underwood and Wilson Sinclair. They were a great bunch of guys. Really going to miss them. They taught us a lot of lessons, not only in life but also in the wrestling room, and we're really going to miss them.
Hey, Shadow, I'm going to propose a challenge to you guys because you've been here. Wrestling is an individual sport, and it takes an individual effort to get up here. And I think that you guys have got a room full of folks down in Albia that you work out with every day that are good enough to get here. And my challenge for you guys would be to do the things that you have to in practice to push your teammates so that they'll be up here with you next year.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we can get more people up here. I think we can get our whole team if we wanted. We just need to keep going, keep practicing, just practice hard every day and not slack, you know. Just I want to get some of the other freshmen, all my other friends and sophomores and juniors and everybody just to get up here, and we can just all have a good time. And instead of just having maybe four people, maybe next time we can have 10 or 11, you know. Just keep bringing them, and maybe we'll have a full team up here.
Absolutely. Two outstanding young wrestlers, two freshmen who have got a taste of the well. I think once you've been to the well, you want to keep coming to the well.
Shadow Leshen, what a great vision. I hope that Joe Millage back at the broadcast studio in Albia caught that. What a great vision. 10 wrestlers next year, 10 wrestlers in 2 years. It's not out of Albia's reach. Coach Wenger, what a great job you have done putting this program together. You got your fabulous freshman phenoms here, Griffin Osing and Shadow Leshen. And Albia could not be more proud of you, Coach Wenger. We got a live mic for you, Coach.
Absolutely. We're getting Coach all hooked up here.
Well, thanks. You know, I talked to Jason this morning on Coach's Corner, and frankly, we're kind of disappointed. So I know we shouldn't be. You know, the things that we did up here were good, and I'm proud of these guys. I'm not disappointed in the guys at all. I mean, I just that, you know, things didn't go our way, and sometimes that happens, and my heart goes out to our seniors, you know, that won't get another shot at this. But, you know, it's a real humbling sport. I'm telling you, we put our heart and soul into this thing, and to see it come down to 30 seconds in the semifinals, you know, it really makes it tough.
Where there's a balance in life of accepting mediocrity to forfeit greatness. And you don't want to take away the pursuit of greatness, but you also, and Joe, you talked about that, the 10 years experience of 10 years. You know, you look back in time, if you've given everything you got and you come up short, well, you haven't failed. I mean, how many kids go out there and don't have even close to the potential of these guys, yet they haven't failed simply by going out on the mat and competing?
Yeah, I agree. It's going to take some time, though. It's not something that we're just going to get over here in a day or two. It's, you know, I suffered over Slater's loss last year for quite some time, and you know, as you stand back and you look at those pictures on the wall and you saw that he was a runner-up, you know, and then you compare that to what happened this year, you know, it really, really shows you how tough it is to get to that finals match. And I know Slater, you know, has to feel much better about himself now that he sees how tough it is, you know. But we'll see the guys on the stand tonight, and that'll bring a smile to my face. And the things that they're saying on the radio here lift my spirits as well, because they don't talk to me like that. They won't tell me what they're thinking. So it's nice to hear that they had a good experience, and it's nice to know that they're hungry for more. So that's a part of the healing process as well.
Coach, I thought Matt White really came out here in this match, and as he's done all year, but to really bounce back because of those expectations you guys just talked about, it's easy to get deflated and to choose either to let go or to go at it. And both Dakota and him chose to go at it.
Yeah, it was Matt's match especially was tough for me. You know, it was we've invested a lot of time together, and we've really formed a great relationship, and he's put in the time, and he just, you know, they went off the mat there with about a minute to go, and I said, "You got 1 minute in your career, buddy, in your high school career," and that, you know, that really kind of set it for me. You know, watching him for the last time, it's going to be tough, but I know that he's got big things in store for his life, and he's going to be a great success. Tota, what can we say about Tota? You know, wow. The kid came up, and his run out here really reminded me of Slater's run last year. You know, he had a tough bracket and went in there and competed hard, and again was in every match that he wrestled, but you know, just one or two, you know, points away from a finals appearance.
And, Coach, you know, the remorse that you feel seeing your seniors leave, I feel that remorse too, but I can't help but feel even better about the bright prospects that Albia Wrestling has, and I'm giving all of that credit to you, Coach Winger, getting this program back rolling. 3 years ago, I saw it. There were six kids in that room, and a team that hadn't won a dual meet in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, we won a couple, but, you know, it was because of forfeits, and, you know, it's hard to chalk those up. It was a win, but, you know, we had six guys, I think, that went out, and we had more guys than the other teams, so imagine that. So, but this year, you know, we pretty much we did a great job team-wise, and we had 26 wins on the season, and that doubled what we had the previous three, so the team thing's starting to come right around.
Winger is the man, courtesy of Matt Archibald. That's, you know how many people I get that send us texts to talk about how proud they are of our coaches and our wrestlers. And Coach, we're proud of you and your guys. And tonight, when all of you stand up on those podiums, you stand tall and stand with that electric A across your chest. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, you said, you know, our goal was to put the fear of the electric A and our opponent, and success, my friend, success.
Thanks, guys. Matt Archibald was a former teammate of mine, and I appreciate that. I really don't have any money to give you, Matt, but I appreciate the compliment. The things that these kids do make coaches look really good. So when you have good kids, you know, the coach can reap the rewards from that. But they're the ones that strap it up, and they're the ones that go into battle. So, you know, they deserve all the credit.
Well, as we get ready to wrap it up here, Coach, anything you want to say to the fans and sponsors back home in Albia?
Yeah, this is pretty overwhelming. You know, we get a lot of positive feedback from the coverage that you guys do, and I've never, you know, I had a question about Albia and the people of Albia and the faith that they have in our school and our community and our wrestling team especially. So know that we work for you guys, and the things that we do and the success that we have, hopefully that we were able to put a smile on your face a little bit here. So, and it sounds we'll have even better things coming, so hang in there with us.
Matt White joining us. Matt, first of all, congratulations on your match out here. That's a great way to finish out here. A great run. I want to tell you, young man, if we could clone you, this world would be a better place. People who are determined, hardworking, and stay focused with their dreams and their passion, and then do that with a care and consideration for their teammates and the people around them. You, young man, are a winner.
Thank you, Jason.
And we know that your heart was expecting and wanting to be someplace else, but it had to feel good going out there and to be able to get your win on that mat.
It felt good ending on a good note. You know, that was the last match of my high school career, and I had to go out there and do something. Can't go out there and lose again, that's for sure.
Well, you stand next to you, Dakota Poe. Dakota, a great, absolutely awesome tournament. In both the matches you lost, Dakota, everything, given everything you got, looking for any shot at the end, and you were the aggressor. Your opponents only scored on your aggression. And then this last match, the kid just simply went along for a ride trying to hold on for a win.
Yeah, I don't know. This last match, I just went out there. It was my last match. Just gave it everything I had. I don't know if it was quite everything I could have gave. These last 4 days have been pretty brutal on my body. So I just went out there and gave it everything I had left. So.
Well, I know it'll take a few moments to really reflect back on this, guys, and I think you can talk to your brother, Slater, what a year can make in your reflection back on your experience. But you two have been through some amazing times here, and you've been winners. Just simply walking out here, you've been winners. But the torch that you're passing on, the bar that you gentlemen have set, the change that you've made in the program, you will look back in 10 years, and I think then you'll grab the fullness of what you've done. Congratulations, you two, on an amazing tournament, but amazing careers.
Thank you.
I know it's that's a difficult place to be, Coach. I know both of them wanted to be standing up here talking about a different placing. But unequivocally, these two guys have changed the program forever.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was going back, you're referring to a little bit ago, is the kids are the ones that do the work, you know. So
just got a great...
They're going to be impossible to replace. You just can't do it. So, but we'll have some guys step up and take over that leadership role. And they're just really good kids. I hate to see them go.
Well, Coach, we'll try to get you to come back up here, reflect on things as we give out the medals tonight and finish the championship round. Coach Dave Winger. Joe, as we wrap things up here, let's quickly run through our results here from the from 1A. I'm going to, while we're getting ready to go.
Before we do that, I'm going to bring you live action. It's Ottumwa's Angelo Kelly. We interviewed him last night on the radio. He's going to take the mat here at 130 pounds. We start the third period as we conclude that interview. Angelo Kelly from Ottumwa. He trails his match 7-1 on their feet. Count down through the final minute of the third period of his 130-pound seventh place match. Angelo Kelly putting it out there on the mat for you Ottumwa Bulldog fans. And folks, the nonstop action is here at the well. 1A, 2A. 3A. We're here in 3A at 130 pounds. Angelo Kelly tries the hip throw off the edge of the mat. Boy, if that had been a mat twice as big, there would have been a 5-point move for Angelo Kelly. Nice hip toss there. He trails his match 7-1. 130 pound action. Bring it to you live from the well. Class 3A. Blood timeout now. We've got a blood timeout. They're attending to Angelo Kelly's 130 pound opponents.
Really like the conversation you had last night with Angelo. He seems like a heck of a nice kid and very complimentary of his coach and giving credit to Coach Cochran to helping him out. And that really speaks of his character.
Well, just a great kid. And, you know, not all the story was told last night. Angelo Kelly is a Honduran immigrant. His folks moved to Ottumwa when he was in the sixth grade. And, you know, the kid learned English when he was 11 years old.
That's not easy to do. You're already behind the eight ball just because of the language barrier.
Absolutely right. But Angelo Kelly doing a great job. Senior competitor here for Coach Kevin Cochran and making all the Ottumwa Bulldog fans proud. He is going to stand on the medal stand tonight. The only question is whether he will be standing seventh or eighth. And think of all the multitude of wrestlers behind him that aren't going to be standing there on that medal stand.
And so it's just like a draw oftentimes because John Meeks, he got him in the first round, and him and Shadow Leshin are the takedown artists of this tournament. And John Meeks is so quick. You get another draw someplace else, and you're talking about maybe a whole different finish here.
Yeah, and we said that as we were going through the interview with Shadow Leshin, what a great wrestler Shadow Leshin is. Meeks, of course, is a junior. Shadow, a freshman. Just think how good Shadow's going to be when he's a junior.
Yeah.
Can't wait. They get done with the blood timeout here, and Angelo Kelly takes back the mat. 20 seconds to go. He's the aggressor. He tries the headlock. Headlock does not work this time. Two-point takedown for his opponent. Angelo Kelly struggles to get the escape. But they're off the edge of the mat. They're reset at the center of the mat. And Angelo Kelly will be your eighth place winner at the 2011 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. He goes down in defeat here to a 9-1 loss, not giving up at all any time. As a matter of fact, at the edge of the mat, as time expires,
still going
Angelo
at it.
Kelly still going at it. He's awarded the 2 point. He's awarded the point for the escape. just no quitting that kid.
No,
and that's what I've seen up here at this championship level, Jason.
Every kid, you know, and here we are. We're rooting for our own kids, you know, and the other kids that want a championship, want a place as well. Kelly gets the eighth place finish here, and that's the thing that stood out to me, and it's something I learned last year becoming baptized into this sport and becoming a lover of the sport, is that you fall in love with the efforts the kids give, because it is mano a mano. There is no place to escape, no place to hide. You know what the work it takes just to get on the stinking mat to begin with.
Absolutely. And everybody up here is a winner, and count Angelo Kelly in that crowd. Scott McCoy texted in. I want to thank Jason and all the crew for inspiring these kids in all of Southern Iowa. Thank you. Scott, I agree with that sentiment wholeheartedly. We've got inspiration being provided by these wrestlers from Southern Iowa, and I'm proud to bring all this action to you.
It inspires you. You know, watching this game, watching these matches, watching this tournament inspires you as a person, because you know there's so much more in each of us that we can draw out of. And in life, you only get so many minutes, and wrestling the same way. And these kids, they're getting their first taste of really what it takes. And this is what changes lives on these mats, is it really forces you to really have to give and pour out everything you got. And sometimes it doesn't go your way in life, and you got to get up off the mat.
No question about that. And I tell you what, none of this would be possible without all of our great sponsors.
Amazing.
I want to specifically thank right now some of our wrestling sponsors. Advantage Real Estate is your locally owned hometown real estate agency, and they're there to help you with all your real estate needs. And I want to say thanks to Nancy Cassidy at Advantage Real Estate. Albia Chamber of Commerce is working to improve and enhance Albia and the surrounding Monroe County area. And the Chamber is hosting a fundraising raffle, Jason.
Yeah.
There's a large selection of items donated to the benefit, so stop in at the Chamber office and purchase your tickets. The items are on display there in the Chamber window.
You know, Joe, the Chambers of Commerce in Albia does so many good things for our community. When you look at all these schools, what's really happened? This is a celebration of a community. And, you know, Southern Iowa has gotten its handed to it over the few years and been picked on and beat on. The economy's been tough at times. And, you know, Southern Iowa, stand proud today. You put your best foot forward here at the state tournament. And all of these communities that we celebrate here, they're pouring into their squares, their communities. They're really, you know, we're on the uptrend. Southern Iowa, we're on the uptrend.
No question. And we had a special 1A sponsor, Copeland Auto Body at Hedrick. They were supporting the Pekin Packwood Panthers, and that's on the edge of our footprint. But we had fans calling in, texting in from Pekin Packwood, the Class 1A matches that we covered for you for Cardinal of Eldon, Sigourney, Keota, Eddyville, Blakesburg. All those fans heard it here live on the radio. It's the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. In 2A, we brought you feature matches from Albia, Centerville, Clark of Osceola, Davis County, Prairie City, Monroe, Fairfield. We had Jimmy Szczynski from Van Meter on the radio. In 3A, we brought you live matches, Ottumwa, Knoxville, Oskie. We brought it all to you live here from the well, and it was a joy to do it. I can't wait for the finals tonight.
No way. It's going to be a lot of fun. The small hardware store where you can get anything you need. Next time you need parts for your tractor or vehicle, try Napa. They have belts of every shape and size. They also carry Praxar welding and torch gas and supplies. Albia Napa, thank you very, very much. Of course, if you're looking for your sporting goods, you can go to your locally owned sporting goods store. If you need it, they can get it, from shirts to shoes to bags. And they also carry a full line of disc golf, which has become very, very popular, all at Family Shoe and Sporting Goods on the south side of the historic and beautiful Albia Square.
And if you are late getting your lunch, there's two great places on the south end of Albia to get your quick, fast lunch. One of them is the Snack Shack. When you want that quick, fast lunch, where do you go? The Snack Shack. They've got fresh, fast meals that your whole family will love. Stop in today and get your lunch the Snack Shack way. Fresh, fast, and with a smile. And we also got a great sponsor across the street there, Hardee's. And have you tried the best chicken tenderloins ever, Jason?
Ooh.
take a chance and try the new chicken tenderloins, and you'll be surprised at what you've missed. That's Hardee's in Albion. And they've got a radio ad, Jason, that just makes me chuckle every time
yeah,
I hear
love
it.
That.
Yeah, you know, sometimes a radio advertisement, you just get a chuckle out of it. And Matt Jones there at Albion Hardee's, it's a hometown store there. Stop by Hardee's and tell Matt hello.
Think Advantage Real Estate, Albion Chamber of Commerce, Blackbird Primitives, Family Shoe and Sporting Goods, Goff and Nash, Albion Napa, Hardee's, Snack Shack, Star Civic Law Firm,
Superior Machine, Quicktron. We've got all these great sponsors bringing this action to you. Mike Berry, County Supervisor, Matt Sarver, Conley Spray Foam, Brees Rest Home. All great businesses bringing you these live broadcasts.
And we cannot forget Jim Chapman over there at State Farm. Jim is one of my favorite competitors in the world. Super nice guy. Jim Chapman, State Farm Insurance. B&W Plumbing and Heating. Rick Wisser, our Matt Side reporter, courtesy of Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home and Monuments in Albia. Bogey Steakhouse. Accent Flora Bogey Steakhouse. Joe,
what a
lots of steaks and lots of flowers given out during this tournament. And I had some Accent Floral fudge on my way up here. And I went to get a little sliver. Next thing I know, I'm grabbing the whole piece.
What a great bunch of sponsors we've got. And we'll also thank Wirtjes Construction. They're a proud supporter of Southern Iowa Athletics and helped you to bring this last 3 days of live wrestling broadcast. And it's just been nothing but a ton of fun getting it done for you.
Joe, you're a ball to do it with, a wealth of knowledge here. And I want to bring on a young wrestler, you, Sinclair. You got to watch your teammates go here today. You had to feel inspired, and I think just being up here kind of teaches you a lesson about the greatness of the sport.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Words just can't explain it. It's one of the greatest feelings to just watch your teammates just go out there and do well. It's just amazing.
You, thanks for sharing your dad with us this entire tournament. Appreciate that so much. And Allison, your wife, who allowed Joe to come up here. And we get the pretend and play broadcaster, but it really isn't about us, Joe. It's about the kids on the mat, the coaches, and the families who are sharing special moments. Dreams are coming alive on these mats.
No question that the dreams are alive right now for Southern Iowa Wrestling. Want to say congratulations to Kyler Risher. He's going to be competing for state championship tonight along with Brett Roberts. We'll bring you those matches live here on the radio tonight. The grand parade will be at 6. Those matches will probably start at about 6:30, 6:45. Don't go away from your radios. We'll bring it to you live on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. And the future's bright for Southern Iowa Wrestling.
Absolutely. I'm sorry.
We've got Hugh Sinclair sitting here. You know, Hugh, he's seen what it takes to get to the state tournament here. And he's got a bunch of teammates that didn't make it up here this year. And, Hugh, you guys will be going for it next year, won't you?
Yeah.
Yep. And when does practice start for next year's state championship?
As soon as possible.
All right, I say that.
I like that attitude. I know Coach Dayton's going to like to hear that. He wants great wrestlers. The only thing we need to get Southern Iowans to do is make some more babies.
Yeah,
make some more sons.
Coach Dayton, he sees a young couple, and he encourages them to have some boys.
We need some more boys. Congratulations, Rockets. A great day for you. Jason Crosby finishes fourth. Nathan Van Zanny, Jake Crosby, both with wins in their final contest here. Brett Roberts to come tonight. Shadow Leshin finishes eighth for Albion. Tanner Cowan with a great tournament for Centerville, a fourth-place finish. Matt White finishes fifth. And Dakota Poe with a fourth-place finish, and what a tournament we've had so far. Jay Fresh of Knoxville also getting it done here in this tournament with a sixth-place finish.
Angelo Kelly from Ottumwa in eighth place. And
history at 112.
History at 112. Two girls made it to the state tournament. A little bit of a sideshow up here, but congratulations to Ottumwa's Megan Black, one of the sweethearts of the entire Wapello, Jefferson County neighborhood. And we'll be rooting for her next year.
And we got some autographed books to give away as to later tonight during the championship round of autographed books of your favorite wrestlers. And Megan Black has even put the ink on a few of these books. And we're going to come back here
tonight to start the championship round. And, Joe, let's leave with some great sounds and experiences of the ambience that we've experienced here on our trip at the Well, Wells Fargo Arena. For Joe Sinclair, this is Jason Summer signing off. Till tonight.
Just got a great text from the Hathaway Boys' dad, before John. Contest. He said, you tell Jason the Hathaways are from Melrose, but we love Albia, Sheridan, and Lavella. Right now with 29 seconds left, he will score the pin. It's a figure four on the head. Figure four on the head with the arm bar. Figure four on the head. It's a total classic.
Both the shoulders are on the mat. I don't know how much you can get flatter than that. Unless it was one of those Centerville Pancake Day pancakes.
Folks, you scored Dakota Poe ahead 3-2.
10 seconds.
He has 10 seconds.
The pin and scores the pin. Dakota Poe.
Folks, back home. Here we go.
20 seconds to go. Dane Jones trails by one here. Jones of Oskaloosa, McBroom of Southeast Polk. They meet right at the center of the mat. Final 18 seconds. Here's a shot by Jones.
He's in on
double leg. He's gonna get the takedown. 12 seconds to go. Can he hang on? We're under 10. 7-6, Jones with the lead. He's on top of McBroom. He's working his way up, and he's in control here in 3 seconds. 2-1. Oskaloosa, stand up. Give Jones a round of applause. He'll move on in the consolation action, 7-6. And what a finish to this match.
I put my track shoes on before I went to bed because I knew I was going to have to sleep fast.
Does a sit out, and he's back on his feet. Now it's 16-12.
Shadow on top now, 16-12.
Winner shot. Shadow trying to get the throw here.
Well, Shadow was right to the back.
He's going to go right to the back.
We're going
to
see a pin here, folks. 15 seconds to go.
Shadow Leshen gets the pin.
Folks, back home. Here we go. It's in tight with 5 seconds to go. If he can get it down there, it's a pin.
And he gets it.
With 4 seconds to go. Congratulations, Skyler Sport from Knoxville.
Here's Roberts getting some back points. He's working his way up, trying to get that shoulder to the mat. Roberts now in that cradle. He's got a tight cradle, and he gets the pin. Brant Roberts with 1:26 to go in the third period gets a pin for the Rockets. He will move on.
A lot of friends and family listening to this, so I really appreciate everything you guys do to bring.
He's got him on his back. Can he work it into a pin? He does. Crosby.
We're in a dogfight here at 135 pounds, folks.
He's trying to get the take. The guy's head out. He's got the take. Coach Winger's charging for it. 19 seconds to go. Matt's got to get that leg around.
Cadle has still got his arm in on
take
his way.
Takedown, Matt White, 13 seconds to go.
13 seconds left. Matt White advances to the semifinals.
6 seconds. Kyler Richard, 140, and they come set. Nessa, Richard tries to do a quick spin out. Gets to his feet, trying to get the other hand. Switches it around. Can he get the escape? 1 second to go, and he does. Kyler Richard with the win, with a desperate move. Makes it right at the edge of the mat as time expires. Kyler Richard, Matt White with two amazing last-second wins for both of their teams.
I miss this so much. Being in school, I just couldn't stand not being here. Listening to you guys on the radio, it was just, my adrenaline was going, and I just miss this place. There's nothing like it.
About ready to go down here. 4 seconds. 3, 2. He stands up. He
1 second. Richard's going to go. They give him the point right at the right.
They give him a one-point escape Kyler Richard is going to go to overtime. It's 9-9. Folks, that was fast.
Unbelievable.
Action.
Kyler Richard gets the takedown. He gets the pin. The takedown and the pin in Centerville. Kyler Richard will go to the championship. How about that, folks?
Had a kid.
A takedown and a pin in overtime.
What a great job by Brett Roberts. He had four pinning combinations in the first period. Poe move and put a Poe lock on him. Poe move and put a Poe lock on him. Poe lock.